Blog Talk Radio.
A child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again.
Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
In my life, this song is for you and old Dirty Jody. When you get hungry,
you better call Jody.
When the bills get high, high, girl,
you better call Jody.
Here I go. Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 Fri with y'all? What's going on? How y'all doing this evening? Yeah, we doing all right in Chicago. But I want to thank y'all for joining another Big Eddie Grudge Discussion Talk Show. We're going to see if we can find something to talk about today, hopefully. And we ain't got nothing going on up here as far as racing. I'm hoping you guys can get along tonight and not disrupt the show so too bad. Because today, you know, I think I'm going to have to throw y'all in the private room if y'all get to going a little too far. I'll let y'all battle it out. I'll check on you. Make sure y'all done. And then bring y'all back out to the board, out to the table. But got a little wild last week. I don't think a lot of my fans are too much scared about that kind of action right there. But it's all good. We're going to move on sometime. Teeth and tongue fall out. So we're going to have that happen because, you know, everybody out here, you know, is in competition and challenging each other. So we got people, you know, got egos. And man, if you can't stand for that to happen sometimes, shit, you're on the wrong show. Because it's going to happen on every show. It ain't one show that it don't happen on. But we try to keep it to a minimum if we possibly can. And we don't like to talk of violence. You know, it ain't that serious. This is just a hobby. This is just something that we have fun doing and love doing. But anyway, I don't know what's going to happen today. We're going to try to get started. I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't got nothing to talk about. Ain't had nothing to talk about at all. You know, but I'm pretty sure somebody on here got something to talk about. Let's hope I start seeing some hands come on up. I had a rough day today on that machine, but I'm here. I'm here, y'all. You know, earlier we were talking on the back line, and I heard somebody mention something about tire pressure. Well, I'm going to tell you what I believe. I ain't no tuner or nothing like that, but one tire pressure don't fit all applications. It all depends on what tire you got, probably the horsepower you make, how the car set up, you know. But I did find out one thing about tire pressure early on. Well, a lot of people used to like to run 5 pounds, 6 pounds in their tire all the time. That ain't for every car. But some cars, you got to tighten them up a little bit more because you get down that big end, and all of a sudden, it feel like you got a fishtail behind. That sucker go to swing. And if it get too far out of hand, it will put you in the wall. So that's just something to think about. Well, my guys, that where everybody at? I don't see none of my guys. I'm going to have to start playing some more music. I can't get no hands up. Oh, there go my main man, the co-host of every show.
What's up, going on, Big Eddie? Shit, nothing much. How you doing?
Nothing happening, man. Oh, I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. What about yourself, brother?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Yep.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
You hear about the security guard?
Waiting for this time.
You hear about
the girl,
security
the
guard? Yeah, over there on 67
yeah.
And now Jeffrey.
Yeah, man.
Well, what was the purpose of that?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, kid. Hey, she knows a bunch of fools out here. And they wanted her car and she wouldn't get out. I ain't gonna die because of the car. I'm going to get out that motherfucker. And I tell them, hey, man, I forgot to fill it up, but here you go, man. Here you get $2. You can get some gas at the next gas station. Just leave me the fuck alone. I ain't dying for no car. Who's going to drive a car now?
My thing about the whole situation is, now you got these two brothers.
Yeah.
I guess they were brothers. Now, y'all done killed this woman. Y'all done deprived her of her two kids.
Of her life.
You done deprived the two kids of their mother that they'll never see anymore. Now you motherfuckers done got caught. You're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to pay for a lawyer, which you ain't got no money. And a public defender ain't going to do you no good getting off no motherfucking murder case. Now you looking
money
at
don't need to get off.
Now you looking at 30, 40 years in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to be confined to no more than a two-block area in jail. Now you got to do what they tell you to do and when they tell you what to do. Now, what was the purpose of it? You can't keep the motherfucking car because once the report is stolen, it's going on the police hot sheet. Now, how long do you think you can hold it?
Well, kid, I'm going to tell you like this, like I tell everybody. It's them pills, the syrup, the weed, the alcohol. These niggas out here get all that shit up in them, and they out their mind. They out their mind. Yeah. Then when they get caught, they look like a deer in headlights. So they look like a deer in headlights right now.
Those are the motherfuckers that I wish they would have a speedy trial, and that's one reason I wish they would bring back the electric chair. Because, see, they don't fear going to jail.
I ain't never want the electric chair. I ain't gonna want the electric chair. No type of death penalty.
I do.
Because
I
it's only going to be for us. It's only going to be for us, man. The justice system is too fucked up. We'll all be dead around this motherfucker, but some we ain't dead.
Because
institutionalization is the new slavery, man. They never put slavery out. They're just doing it a different way. And everybody in jail don't belong in jail. So think about that.
That's true. You're absolutely true.
Okay. But by them, look at this here. Look at how they did the Jesse guy. The same shit he did. That police that killed Laquan McDonald did worse than him, and had two polices covered up. They was caught dead to rights. Nothing happened to now one of them. This boy hurt nobody but himself.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him just as much time they gave that officer for murder, and the other two officers for lying didn't get no time. The system put it in their hands, man. But the ones
when
that do wrong, they deserve to get what they get.
Yep.
I don't know when it's going to stop, man. But both of them playing dirt, man. Just like everybody talk about black-on-black crime. Do they realize what's going on over there? Today, that little war is white-on-white crime. You'll never hear them address it that way. That's white-on-white crime all day long. Europeans against Europeans. Now, they don't just kill one or two people when they get to war. They tear up the whole fucking country, kill babies, everything. It don't have nothing to do with nothing. That's dramatic, man. But you never hear them say that's white-on-white crime. But that's what it is. You got a hand up. 773-4015. What's going on?
What up, what up, what up, what up, y'all?
What's going
on? What's going down?
Hey, y'all want to get the morning show on your thing because they got it going on.
It's up to them when they want to come on. They should have been here without me after.
Nah, I was gonna blend you in with them. They talking that
like
old baby ass right
else.
Now. They on baby ass right now.
Oh man.
Yeah. Hey, well, what's been going on? What's really happening?
Ain't nothing too much, man.
Oh, boy, it's getting closer to that time for these homosexuals going to come out the bush, yeah.
Yeah, it's damn near, preacher boy.
Man, drag race is going to come to a standstill.
Yeah, they're going to blame it on, goddamn it, regular gas.
Price of gas and keep
on going. One time when the gas went up that high.
This is what I'm going to tell you. Listen, you can spend $100 on 5 gallons, but you're going to cry about filling your car for $100. Now, you tell me what ain't ass backwards.
You got a point, though.
Yeah, buddy. So, I want to hear all the lame ass excuses they from the pool. Because, hey, we've been doing this too motherfucking long to holler. Hey, man, I don't want to spend no to fill my car up, man. It cost me $120 to get my car filled up and go to the track. But you're going to stop and spend $120 for 5 gallons to go down the track 3 times. At least 2. Only thing I can say is it's going to stop a lot of motherfucking testing and tuning.
Yeah. Now we're going to do more tuning in the garage than they do at the track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what them boys getting on baby
ass
about?
Hey, man, I call.
Nah. For lying so much.
Oh, that ain't nothing new.
No.
Hey, man, one time I called Sunoco. This is the first time when gas was real high, some years ago when they had one way up. And I asked them how much was the gas, and like for the 55-gallon drums and stuff. And it was surprising to me that the price didn't really change then. And they told me that the reason the price don't change, he said, because our gas is not as in high demand like the gas that they need to drive on the streets and with their cars and trucks and stuff like that. So the gas didn't change
that
much. So, right. So I need to call them again and see if they went on up this time or did they still kind of stay below what everybody's saying.
All the red gas went up.
Well, that's in the stores in the 5 gallon cans. I don't know the main refineries, like Sunoco, the company. I don't know if they went up. I need to call up there to Rockford and see.
I don't know, but I know a drum of our 55 gallon drums went from 900. I mean, from 900 to 1100 for a drum.
And where you getting them from?
I get mine from 18 Robbie.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to talk to 18 Robbie. I want to go straight to the source.
Well, the source, but the main source is, listen, the main source, well, you going to Sunoco. I use VT. But the main source of VT is Bill. Really, it's Chicago's distributor. Now, well, I got a distributor in Mississippi that I can deal with, and probably I get a lot cheaper. I'll probably get a drum for $900 in Mississippi.
Shit. You're going to spend $900 to go down there and get it.
No, I'll pick it up when I get out of there. I can pick mine up when I get out of there.
Yes,
it's worth checking. It's damn sure worth checking on.
That's if that's what you want to do. You understand? Listen, if you're not a true racer and you ain't going to race that much, buy the 5 gallon. It'll last you longer. Don't waste your money with a gallon you don't drag race. Oh, That don't bother me. I still got 4 points left from last year.
Yeah.
I got my mother bottle filled for my nitrous. I got 10 nitrous bottles filled up already. I'm good. I'm Gucci out there, sir. I'm waiting on the weather to break. I'm beating. I hope that some bitch is listening, too. I'm beating big ass. He's too sentimental for me.
Oh,
he's a whiner.
Who?
Vic.
Who you said, preacher boy?
Vic. I said his name last night. Showing an example, he snapped. He too soft.
Oh, shit.
I can't wait to knock a patch in his ass.
Well, don't look like he's on here yet.
He talked crazy to me, then three little got dead in on his ass, and he put his head back in his shell.
Oh, man, he did like a snapping turtle, huh?
Yeah, but he already know that I said I'm having surgery, and I might not make it down there. So he jumped all on my head.
Oh,
I mean,
shit.
Like he's tough Tony. But I told him he can run before.
Stop lying, you motherfucking broke leg summer motherfucker.
You a lying bastard.
Damn.
You a lying motherfucker. Three Lugs just want this. Hold on. Listen, man. Three Lugs just like to hear himself talk. We had already talked a couple days before the show. So motherfuckers like to get on these shows and perpetrate like they doing something different when I already had told him that we'll lock him in the week before the race.
Okay. But listen, all I did was show them an example. And I said your name, and you went ham for no fucking reason.
You damn right. Yeah, because you using my motherfucking name. Don't use my motherfucking name.
Your name ain't shit, man. It's just a
I know, but hey, first boy, guess what?
Doctor.
Guess what?
Doctor.
I still love you, preacher boy.
I'm always going to love you. Hey, Vic, hold on. Let me straighten this out right now. I don't give a fuck how crazy we talk to each other. I love you to death. Y'all been there for me, and I'm always going to be there for y'all. This race talk,
oh, for sure.
That's what it is. Race talk.
Yeah. That's it. But it's just like, all I said, listen, preacher boy, all I said to you was, you talked about somebody with me on the motor, and I was praying. Horsepower.
Alright, you asked, that's all I was showing them. Now you see what I was showing them.
Horsepower. It don't matter if
you're
spraying or not.
And somebody got some background.
The example I was showing them, Dick. Because they were talking about a motherfucker with a small block always want a spot from a big block. Horsepower is horsepower. I was showing them an example.
Yeah, see, I came in on the ass end.
Yeah,
and it was when you were saying my name. I'm like, what the fuck? What are you talking about me for?
Right. All you had to do was listen before you jump the gun.
Hell no. I'm going to defend myself, goddammit.
Well, it's fine, but you were defending yourself for no fucking reason. Then you made me go out of my character that I done changed from, and you sent me right back to the old me.
Yeah, because you called me a bitch last night, and I don't like that.
I called you 100 bitches last night.
And then you made me do something that I don't do. I don't even use that word, but you made me call you a bitch.
And you know what I did after that? Hold on, you know what I did after that? I just stopped talking, period, because I was mad at myself. I let him take me out of my category. I didn't say nothing. You didn't hear me say nothing else no more tonight.
That goddamn loud ass mouth three little get on there talking about somebody broke. Motherfucker, ain't nobody broke. I do what the fuck I want to do with my money.
But the thing was, I was mad at myself because I said I wasn't going to be doing all that, hollering and calling people no bitches and shit. And they listened to me, bro. He took me right back to my old self. I was mad as hell at myself, but I let you take me out of my book.
I mean, you ain't going from.
No, but I'm trying to change, though, bro. I'm trying my best to be a better person.
I understand. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You're supposed to.
Doctor. 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 Doctor.
It's just something. Some things are, it takes a minute to get things out of your system, but it don't take long to go back to your old ways.
It don't take no time at all to flip back into it, huh?
No, you flip back.
But it's all good. But it's all good, because as soon as everybody ready, hey, it's going down.
Yeah. Like I said.
Ain't nobody strutting no motherfucking three lug. I ain't strutting nobody around here. If I feel like I got enough, I'm going at you. If I don't feel like I got enough, I ain't saying shit to you. I ain't going to start begging.
Well, you saying shit to me, I'm getting that ass.
Yeah, you already know. Because I don't need nothing. I don't want nothing from you.
Right.
So that's it. That's all. We going at it.
We going at it.
This stuff been brewing for years.
Right, for years. And listen, and my best buddy goddamn made us throw a red flag up. Now, goddamn, we'd have shot that flag to hell. We'd have burnt them drones.
It's all about racing, man.
Yeah.
It's all about racing at the end of the day. Ain't nothing personal to me.
Yep.
After the race, we'll have a cooking, we're going to eat, laugh, and giggle. But like,
oh, you already know we're going to cook.
I'm going to tell you an adult. I ain't rich. I ain't going to say I'm broke, but I ain't rich. So all that
shit
that was
out here
night,
rich.
Was out of my category. All that shit they were saying last night, I wouldn't put myself in that five for nothing in the world. No, I don't have the money they got. I'm not racing for that type of money they got. That's a whole different category.
Shit.
Hey, Vic, could you loan me a barbecue grill so I can do some cooking out at the track, too? I need a barbecue grill.
No, you don't. Okay, you got a Camaro. You barbecue right out that motherfucker. Barbecue grill on wheels.
I ain't going there.
Hey, listen, I see a lot of barbecue grill look like motor. You got one that's a car. So you all good.
Oh, man.
You ain't right, preacher boy.
Man.
But it's all good. We're going to see when it's time. To see who's going to
hey,
stand
they
up.
They said the track opened April 2nd. They said 41 opened April 2nd. I can have you motherfucking up in your ass April 2nd.
Did Raylo them lock in?
Yeah, I think they locked in, but like
they
you said,
did.
I don't know. I really don't
know.
Because
I know Raylo said he was going to show up over there.
He might have did. Raylo nuts as hot as a firecracker. But I know them boys are going to try to run him, so.
You know, you on my mind
for everybody.
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, you on my mind.
Yeah, you open whoever I'm talking.
Okay, I just want to say something, man. I want to say something to you, preacher boy. I want to say something to you too, Vic. I love what y'all just did. Y'all went from talking shit back to what it's supposed to be, racing. It's supposed to have fun and go back to racing. But now, at the risk of y'all cussing my big ass out, I'm going to say one more thing to y'all. Both of y'all need to shut the fuck up till that snow leaves from up there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, baby boy, we got that understanding. We not going to do like you and what's your name? You and Chuck.
We ain't talking about that. Leave that alone. Leave that alone.
But I'm with you inside. But listen. You know, I felt bad because Vic is my friend, and we certain things we just don't do. And he taught me because what he did, it just took me to a different place because I wasn't talking bad about him. That's just like, if I'm not talking bad about you and you go off on me, that's just like you calling me a liar and I'm telling you I didn't, you know, do nothing. So I got angry.
That's all
I'm saying.
An old man told me this when I was a child. I'm 60 years old now. He told me this when I was a child. I couldn't have been no more than 5 or 6 years old. But I still remember. He said, if you got a real cool friend, you and that friend get mad with each other, but you never fall out.
Now, that's a real friend.
Well, we ain't going to never fall out, I believe. But the thing is, I felt bad, so I just shut up. Once it kept going, I sat up and talked to myself. I was like, man, what the fuck am I going to argue with this man? We're going to race, we're going to race. But...
Preacher boy.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you just said an oxymoron. You and shut up, they don't go together.
Right. They really don't. In the past.
They don't.
In the past. But they'll tell you, I didn't say another word last night.
I don't listen.
I just listen to the show. I prefer to listen to the whole damn show and just you know what? I'm like this, man. I don't want to keep going through an argument. We're not getting younger. We're getting older. It's easier to have a heart attack, a stroke, all of that shit for what? A motherfucker that ain't going to race, ain't going to bust a grape, or you're going to race, you're going to either win or you're going to lose and have a good day. I'm not doing all of that, man.
Y'all always say it like this here. I heard Dick say it too. I heard you say it before. If you can't bet the money, you ain't gonna get up there and hurt yourself doing no stupid shit. That's all to it. Yeah. If it ain't gonna hurt you, race. But if you feel like it's gonna hurt you, no matter what nobody else say, call you a coward or you scared or whatever they wanna call you. It don't matter because you know what goes on for you betting anybody else.
The bottom line about me is this. It's my shit. I own it. I operate it. I fix it. I pay for it. I'm going to race for what I want to race. If motherfucker don't want to run me for that, have a nice day. Don't make me no coward. Don't make me no hero. That's it. That's all. I know if you trying to outbet me. Hey, listen, I feel if you trying to outbet me, you scared of me. So if you feel you can beat me, set me the fuck up for this money that I'm betting.
Right.
Well, you got a point there, though.
Sorry, somebody got TV on.
It might be me.
That's the truth it was ever told right there.
I agree with that.
That's the truth, but it's a number two to that. It's a number two to that. Sometimes a motherfucker talk $3,000 worth of shit and run away for $500. I ain't going like that.
That's true.
So I don't care what you talking about, Crooked Lady, and what no motherfucker talking about. It's two sides to that coin. Don't act like it's one side.
Well, ain't nobody said it wasn't. But if it's out your league, skin is out your league, that's all too.
You right. But guess what? If that's the case, then I can talk shit to anybody that's out my league and look like I'm tough, but I really ain't tough.
You can.
Yeah,
I don't
make
sense.
Listen to this.
If they know, everybody know everybody in Chicago how they run. I know what Vic run for, so I wouldn't be doing no shit like that to him. But what I'm saying is, you'll get a motherfucker like Jeremiah talking $8,000 worth of shit and want to run for $200. I'm not going
right.
like that. That don't mean I'm scared of him. I just ain't gonna let that bitch see what I'm doing for no $200. I don't want to beat you that bad.
Right. I ain't gonna let you size me up for no $200.
If you don't understand that, I don't know what to tell you. I don't want to beat you. It wasn't no different, and Eddie can vouch for it. It wasn't no different when, goddamn it, Akil wanted to run me for $5,000. He said,
that don't mean that he's scared of me anyway.
He ain't scared of me because of the money. That ain't got nothing to do with it. They didn't want to run for no little money. We got up there
that's
for $6,000. He blew my
but
ass
Ken,
out.
Hey, Ken, look at this. This is all I'm saying is this. It's your car. You only betting $1,500. But you want to run for $5,000. And I tell you, I want to run for $1,500. Fuck what the rest of the people got. That's all you want to win is $1,500. And I say, I got
no, you right about that. That's not what I'm talking about, Preacher Boy. You're talking about something that I'm not talking about.
I understand everything you say. I'm saying what I was saying. I tell them,
I know what you were saying, but Preacher Boy, what I'm saying is, it's two sides to that coin. I already know what you're saying. That don't mean that no one is scared of you, preacher boy. That don't mean that. They could be scared of you, but it don't mean because they're trying to bet more than you that they're scared of you. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, sir.
You're right.
That means that they're not going to let your ass off the hook for no $1,500. They want to get your ass for $3,000 because you've been talking that gangster shit. You've been talking about their mama. You've been talking about motherfuckers. Don't worry about what's under my hood. So they want to punish you. There's nothing wrong with that, preacher boy.
I feel you on that, but I'm going to stand on that.
That's right.
Hey, Skin, you want that?
That's all I'm saying. You know me? You ain't arguing. I'm just telling you it's two sides to the point.
Hey, Skin,
you got that right now.
Hey, Skin, I put the video
on that thing. You still got that motherfucker for that big number just trying to scare you.
Yeah. Hey, Skin, I put the video on when I went.
Hey, look. Go ahead. Go ahead,
I put the video up with them when I ran my colors. You was betting with me when I whooped Sam and when I whooped that white boy at the Grove.
Yeah.
I posted this up last night.
Hell yeah.
But listen to this. That's just like this. I never ran Jeremiah with that Monte Carlo because he was trying to run for some little shit, but he up there talking all that gangster shit. I wasn't going to run in with the cucumber like that because I don't like the way he talked, preacher boy. I don't like the way the man go around talking about, I just went 1060, so I know Skin can go 1070, because I can beat him and all. I don't like that shit. So it's going to cost Ruffy that bitch if he get his ass up there. It's going to cost him. Oh, it's going to cost him. But guess what?
He rich, though.
I
ain't
just
bother
ran him for 1500. I just ran him for 1500, preacher boy, but he got his little brother car. And he gave us a spot. I like that. If I run that big head up, he got to get it up there. Because he gets to talk about he got to drag you in the car, and he ran this, so y'all got to run that. I ain't going like that. Get it up there, bitch. Tell on me for $5,000-$6,000. Tell on me in, bitch. It's going to cost you. That's all I'm saying, bro. Now, if you know a person don't run for nothing but a G or 500, then you ain't going to hear me talking slick to him unless I'm a runner for 500 or a G. I got no problem with it. Hey, preacher boy, when you betting with me when I ran them little boys with Kamala Harris, we ain't run for nothing but a G. Everybody,
right.
Don't, everybody get different treatment. You know what I'm saying? Everybody get different treatment.
Understand.
But trust me. I ain't scared of man, nigga. I'm trying to rob these bitch ass or some of them. I ran the boy with the Corvette for $500 with Kamala. That's because I know his daddy and everything. And he don't do the shit that I know some other motherfuckers do. But I don't give a fuck if he on the show right now. Jeremiah, get it up there, bitch. Unless you give me a spot. Then I'm going to run you for $1,500. But I ain't going no lower than that. Now, ask him what we ran for when we ran. That bitch was trying to run for a G. No. Bitch going to cost you $1,500 the most. I'm going to show you. I ain't scared of
you. Hey,
if
you ain't talking, could you mute your mic? Somebody got a TV in the background.
Oh, yeah,
we gotta go police that every week.
Hey, it might be me, man. The TV, it might be me, but it ain't that loud. I'm standing too close. I'm trying to do
man,
something.
You talking though. That's why I said. That's why I said if you ain't talking, mute your mic.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's all good, baby. I mean, I like that shit. I just didn't like that part about they scared if they trying to outbet you. No, that ain't necessarily so.
Well, I do understand what you just said, 100.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of motherfuckers
a lot of people out here.
Shit, and you want to nail
that's
them.
Right, that's right.
I do understand that.
That's right.
Hey, that's just like this, preacher boy. If you sitting there shooting hundreds with a motherfucker, and they done beat you out $1,000, now they want to break down and shoot 20s. That don't mean you scared of them because you ain't going to fade them for the 20s.
Hell no.
Bitch, you been paying you. I've been paying you $400. Bitch, get your ass up there.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So you know it goes both ways. It's just gambling. It's all about picking your, you know, just like playing poker. So if you go all in and a motherfucker don't call you, that mean they're scared of you? Hell no, they just didn't have no hand. They think their hand can beat yours. Shit. Yeah, well. Sam, what's the day? Oh, no, they ain't playing poker till Sunday, preacher boy. I might go home with them.
When you do play poker, call me sometime, man. I'll be bored as fuck, man. I'll be going to play Jordan skin with the old lady.
Oh, Lord. Jordan skin. Man,
I play
life.
Jordan skin all the time, man. But look, let me tell you what I played with the old lady that you shot dice with. When they ain't shooting dice, me and her play tongue one-on-one.
Ooh. Damn. I saw what's the name at a funeral the other day. Donnie. He said the old lady owed him some money or something.
Yeah, the old lady owed him a lot of money.
He said that.
Hey.
$4,000 or some shit like that.
She owed him $6,000. She owed him $6,000.
That's crazy.
Ask me how much she
did. He said. He said she gave him about, she be trying to give him $300-$400 at a time.
Yep, sure in the fuck do. And wait a minute though,
he said
she beat him out of like 2,000 and give him 300.
Shit. Nah, I wouldn't go like that. He don't beat me out of no 2,000. You owe me 6,000. You gonna give me
400. She treat him real bad. Hey, she treat the man real bad. Now I ain't gonna lie. If he told you, he didn't lie.
He sure just told me that.
Yep, he ain't lying.
I said, nigga, I ain't never. I said, nigga, I ain't going over there. Preacher boy took me one time, motherfucker. I wanted to get the fuck up out of there. Old lady ain't gonna pass on me. I said, she was trying to get some money from me then. Then she trying to send them to the cash station. They wouldn't go. I got up out of there.
She came up them stairs, goddamn, with double D's, goddamn, full of money.
Damn.
And treat the man like shit. She will pull it out and gamble. Win. Tuck that shit back in. Tell me something. I didn't win. I didn't win nothing. I owe these people.
Damn.
I look at him like, hey.
That sounds like shit.
Nah, I wouldn't fuck with
that little man. Shit.
I mean, I wouldn't hurt the old lady, but I wouldn't fuck with
her. Right.
Hey, listen to me, man. He's fighting a losing battle with her. He can't win. He can't do nothing now with her but lose. Because when she wins, she keeps it. When she lose, she got damn it, she's still over.
Yep.
But
the only thing he can do is win the money that she's putting up if he can win
that's
it.
Right.
And he might as well chalk that motherfucker's money up as a loss. Unless he just gonna keep taking the $200-$300 at a time.
I told him in the door, I said, man, you must just love to gamble then. Because if you trying to get your money off of that motherfucker, shit, you better become a dentist. Because it's going to take a lot of teeth for
him. Man, that lady got to be 70 years old. She got to be.
She's 72. She's 72.
I know she is.
She's dead.
But she gambled like she young, Eddie, she gambled like she young.
Yeah.
Listen, she been gambling. Listen, she said she been gambling since she 14. And, boy, she throw up a shot. Hey, and ain't scared to shoot nothing.
She
shot 500, 500.
Hey, Eddie.
Damn.
Hey, Eddie, she found them bitches like she ain't got arthritis or nothing. Man, she working them motherfucking arms and legs. I believe she get on the skating floor, goddamn it, skate. Yeah, yeah,
hey,
she be talking shit.
Talk shit, don't she?
Yeah, she talk shit.
Hey,
I ain't
she twist that motherfucking wig around. Hey, she just twist that motherfucking wig around on her motherfucking head.
People talking about a wig and everything. I said, look at this damn fool. Preacher boy on there talking about the lady wig and I'll pull that goddamn wig on there. She said, I wish the fuck you would.
I wish you tried, motherfucker. I don't want you talking, Janet.
He told me the other night, she said, you can fuck around and pull this wig off my head. You're going to be wearing. You're going to leave out of here switching.
Man, that old lady rough, man.
Yeah, she said, you be talking that old bullshit. You'll be switching like you bitching.
And she act like she must own that building because she sure got
some
money.
That's her shit.
Yep.
Hey, man,
yep.
She sending them kids to the gas station. Are they going her safe? They done done some of everything to the poor lady. I be feeling bad for her sometimes. Sometimes you just have to look at it like, fuck it.
Yeah.
But she cool
and
fuck.
Yep. She's a good
she gamble
guy. Like a motherfucker, man.
Yep.
You don't shoot that motherfucker money. I'm talking about every shot I shot, she didn't like it. Every shot I shot, she didn't like it. I couldn't believe it. She thought I was trying to do something slick to her. I said,
man, I'm going to go shoot pool with the Mexican tonight. It ain't shit for me to do. I'm going to go shoot pool with the Mexican. Hey, man, listen. Do you know that bitch ass nigga been begging me to come back over there and gamble? He said, when I come, we can go to the store and buy some dice. Bro, I just don't want to fuck with y'all right now.
Damn.
Hey, man, they can't do nothing to make me hurt one of them right now.
Yeah.
So why get in trouble?
That's right.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm trying to do better, man. I'm trying my best to do better.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard fucking with us niggas.
Yeah. This must be a
like
two-man
baby,
show
the
or something.
Like the shit baby just was doing a few minutes ago. You know, I started
a minute ago.
And I just
man,
shut the fuck up.
I've been hearing you and Pretty Boy talk for the last 2 hours.
Damn. Hey, just called me. Fuck you talking about 2 hours. You lying. Yeah,
it feel like 2 hours.
He just called me about 15 minutes ago, 14 minutes ago, I see it now.
Man, man.
What's up now? How y'all doing out there?
I ain't preaching, boy. I ain't do no more.
Oh, it's good, it's good.
When you call me,
drunk. So don't,
don't worry about my motherfucking problem. You were
what the fuck is you talking about, man? What the fuck is this damn fool talking about, man?
Old Charlotte, that what Old Charlotte do to you.
There ain't nobody even talking to you, man.
They walked in on the ass
number
of
conversation.
Damn.
Yes, he did.
That
prison
boy, now didn't you say something to me? No, I did not.
That man lying his ass off.
Hey,
crazy, man.
Hey, Vic, that's what happened. You know, see, Vic,
I'm going
that,
on
that
you.
Day, Vic, that just happened.
You
know,
it
was
oh,
you hear your name?
Oh, it's all a motherfucker, boy.
Hey, soon as you hear your name, you don't know. You don't even hear your name.
Yes, you are.
Don't even think you hear your name. Why you doing in your hand and go clean in?
No, you was on the phone. That's the reason you said it, sucker. That's the reason you said it.
Yeah,
all
hey,
I
man.
Was
good man, baby. Hey, baby,
you
been drinking. Drink
I was waiting
to
laugh.
Old style. Old style motherfucker.
That bitch got to be drunk.
No, that old style so strong when he burped, it come back up from yesterday.
No, hey, hey.
He thought I ain't check.
You got
caught.
You didn't
hear nothing. You caught it when didn't nobody else catch you. You sure called it.
You don't know. God damn. That motherfucker going crazy right there. That motherfucker there going crazy, man.
What did he catch, yo?
That's not
going
to
say. I'm going to go on mute for a minute. That motherfucker there going crazy.
That motherfucker had to catch the DUI right there and there by itself.
The same shit you just did a minute ago. Come on.
Who met this dumb motherfucker, man?
That shit,
motherfucker get my own style like a motherfucker.
Hey, then the man get his own conversation. Look, I heard no, preacher, what, no. I'm getting you a knuckle sandwich. I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich.
Let this dumb motherfucker. Let him.
Roll him. Give him a knuckle sandwich. He need a knuckle sandwich.
That's
just dumb
motherfucker.
He's
gonna
get
a man a knuckle sound.
Isn't
that
it? Y'all think he don't run
the alley? Shit.
Let this dumb motherfucker.
He
ain't gonna get a man a knuckle sound. Let this dumb motherfucker.
Yeah.
Now he gonna mad man. Now he gonna mad man. Mad man that already gave him an old style and burnt him. Madman and Burton, now you want Madman. Burton again, Madman. Madman, Burton, tell me what come up. Tell me what come up. Burton that bitch, Madman. Burton that bitch. Tell me what came up. Listen to me. When my brother get caught, man, ain't no motherfuckers got caught. Put apples in your mouth, bitch.
Hey, guys, we don't talk about you. I'm going to tell you.
A motherfucker that did so much shit, when they hear their name called, they think a motherfucker bad talking about another. Everybody thinks when they hear their name called, you been bad talking about.
No, I wasn't trying to bad. I would never try to. You ain't got nothing to bad. I would never. You ain't got. I ain't got nothing to bad talk about another. I don't got no.
Man, shut the fuck up.
Get
man,
out,
you
man.
Talking about?
He said, motherfucker, man.
Let him go on. Search on the moon. Search on the moon.
And there goes your show.
Don't nobody care.
There goes your rent.
Don't nobody care.
Uh-huh.
You got the same 24 hours. And fuck you, too. And fuck you, too.
We know you said it. We hear you. We know you said it. We hear you.
Ain't no motherfucker on that shit with you, nigga. You said
hey,
it out your mouth, and I caught it. And I caught your
you. You were worried about a TV on. Hey, you say you worry about a motherfucker too close to the key.
I never said that. That was serious. Like your dad said something about the TV.
Look at it. Now he lying on me. Now the bitch lying on me. Man, I got to go on me. This bitch just lying just to be like
No, the man that hosts the show said it was a TV.
If he put my name in anything, Eddie, hang that bitch up.
Yeah, Eddie. Eddie said something about the TV. What's the name said that was his TV? It ain't that loud. Eddie said, but you on the show, you talking though, so you can have your alone. So I don't know what that old style got you thinking, baby.
No,
hey,
y'all, fuck that, man.
Hey, man, the killer part about it, I called a motherfucker saying, baby, we're starting that bullshit. I want to start the shit.
Man, you just motherfucking lie, man.
No, you don't ever start no bullshit, baby. Not you, not baby. You be too drunk to start some bullshit.
No.
Thank you, man.
Only person you gonna whoop is chemo. You gonna whoop chemo though. You gonna whoop chemo.
Oh, don't even say that. Don't even say that, man.
I'm going to call chemo to beat your motherfucking ass, bitch.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I got 20 on baby on that one. I got my money robbed with baby.
Yeah, that bitch retired. You ain't going to do shit, bitch.
Hey, Skin.
Yeah.
I like flop over leaky too.
Oh, man.
I'm not betting on that.
Even though he was graduate 30 years from up north 3 years ago.
Who was?
I don't know nothing about that.
Leaky Leon.
I don't remember.
He was graduate 30 years.
Hey, Madman, I'll take Leaky for that $5. Hey, Madman.
That's a bet. You locked. Locked already, Fast Eddie.
Locked.
Yeah, you locked.
And that motherfucking flop, Madman, Cheryl ain't going to forget. Some bitch ain't going to forget that $5. I guarantee he don't forget that. Oh, shit. But now if you win, Eddie, he might forget.
They might be getting in.
Oh, man.
I'm
sure
you might be getting in.
Hey, I like Leaky 400. I like Leaky 400, man.
You $95 over my dude. You $95 over my bill.
Okay. I gotta go with the home team, baby.
Yeah, I tried that, but the Raiders kept sending me to the pole house.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with going with the home team, but I ain't doing it. I'm going where I think it wins. Fuck the home team.
Doctor.
Damn.
Doctor.
That's what I did this year. I went with the Rams, and we won.
Good doctor.
Ooh-wee.
Hey, baby, did you ever get the motor on the motorcycle?
Yeah, it's on there. I got a bunch of cars. I need the trans mount. Yeah, put on. Put a couple of more things on. You have to put cables and shit like that on.
This all motorbike?
Yeah, all motor. Man, it's cold.
What you
want to
do?
On the motor.
What y'all want to
do? On the motor.
No, I ain't going to do too much because it's a short-based bike. I got
a short-based bike, all motor.
This is a regular
It's 58 inches, man. 58 inches. Like it come from the factory.
Man, y'all probably don't want to look at me out. I'm like 60-something inches. I'm like 64 inches.
What you 64?
Yeah, 64 inches.
Hey, you right up time, baby. Yeah, I got something. Yeah, what you want to do?
No, but I ain't finna run no motherfucker with no... I ain't finna run no motherfucker with no swing arm. No, 64 inches.
No, this one is 64. This one is 64. You know, 64 is a class. That's a class, man.
Yeah, I know what it is. What do you think?
Well, get your ass up and get that all motor motherfucker up there if I can fuck you up.
Well, soon my shit get in. Soon they finish it. Guess what? Y'all might have the match. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Nobody ready. You act like you. Hey, man. You heard what my homie said. We was
going to
come down there and fuck y'all up.
But take care for the race. We couldn't get that one on. We got to get one going for this year.
Y'all
gonna get raped, what y'all gonna do?
When you get it together,
we gonna call on your little white friend again. We gonna lock something in again. We gonna beat y'all goddamn ass. Yeah. I'm one of the real black motherfuckers. I don't care nothing about your little white friend.
Yeah, well, I got it.
I got some niggas right there from the country. We from the country, and we don't give a damn about them.
Yeah, they from Poland, motherfucker. I fuck with they from Poland.
Nigga, I fuck with from the backwoods. They eat squirrels and coons and shit.
Them motherfuckers, I fuck with, they eat bears and hoes, and goddamn squirrels. They don't eat squirrels. They eat some type of soup they say they eat. Quail soup and all that old squirrels, quail eggs and all that old shit. I don't know.
Yeah, well, they could.
Give me a pizza. I don't want none of that shit. Beat your motherfucking brains in, boy.
Okay, when you get it together, we're going to call your little white friends again. We're going to do like we did last year.
Gonna be, no, this motherfucker I'm putting together is mine.
Well, you still gonna need your little white friend to come tune the motherfucker for you, shit. You can't even put a spark plug in a motherfucker, shit.
And I definitely ain't gonna ride it. Showing the fuck ain't. You tell me, ask me to ride it.
Well, you ain't gotta worry. I don't want you to ride it. I want you to hurt yourself. Shit.
I'm
I'm too drunk anyway to be riding a fucking motorcycle.
Yeah, you're too drunk. You're too drunk to be cutting them people out, but you do it.
So how the fuck
I'm sitting
around on the two wheel? I can barely drive a four wheel.
Yeah, you too drunk to be cutting them folks in, but you study doing it, pushing their line back and shit.
I am the doctor.
Knock one of you motherfuckers
ass out, fucking around.
How the fuck you know about
that class in the first place, man?
I was one of
the
reason they started that class.
You don't even know nothing about that class.
Michael Phillip had a 64-inch. I had a 60-inch. I told him, go get that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck about your 64-inch. Go get that bitch. And I ran around his motherfucking ass.
You know, Michael Phillip's a bad dude. You know
Michael Phillips ain't shit. You tell him about Madman and the Punisher. That's what you tell him.
Madman.
Yeah, hey, boys. Fuck Michael Phillips.
I fuck with them bikes before I fuck with these old car shit. I got the goddamn record down there in Hattiesburg for the 60-inch when they had the goddamn Fat Tuesdays back in the day. I shut the whole motherfucking crowd up. Everybody got up out their goddamn seat and come to see this little motherfucker.
Hey, bro,
Bobo. Yeah.
You know what I'm gonna do?
What up, babe?
You know what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm gonna do now and then? I'm just gonna fight the power.
Get that motorcycle ready before I can
fight
beat you goddamn ass and you can fight the power.
Fight the
yeah.
Nah, this motherfucker here gonna be slick as hell shit, I guarantee you that.
It ain't gonna be fast though. It ain't gonna be fast.
Yeah, well, that's what
you gonna fuck
said.
Around and put a 36-inch wheel on the front of that bitch when it's over with.
Yeah, well, no, I know I got that bridge in the water box. A lot of motherfuckers won't get in the water box. They got a whole lot of shit that won't get in the water box. Now,
when it's all over with, that motherfucker gonna be looking like a Harley Davidson. You're gonna have a 36-inch wheel on the front.
I got one of those already. I got the string already. I got one of those already. Madman.
Okay.
I'm gonna put a 23-inch on it. I'm talking about something else. On the ground, the bitch on the floor. Yeah, shuffle did it with gangster white walls and all this shit, and all this pretty color and all that shit. Yeah, gangster white walls. I got that. Yeah,
you got TV antennas in the back too?
No. I don't have. I'm riding LA style. If you say you from LA, right? I got one motherfucking mirror on. You dig what I'm saying? No, nothing on, and just a headlight. And a brake light, motherfucker.
Well, you need to have two mirrors before you can look at the motherfucker running up trying to take your shit.
What's the name of that show they have on FX? They come on FX, them Mexican boys riding the bikes.
That's your problem. Now you go problem. You're a black man looking at a Mexican show trying to be like them. That's your damn problem right there.
I've been doing it. I've been had my shit, homie.
Yeah. You trying to be like the Mexican. No, I just heard you say you trying to be like the Mexican.
I've been had the money, man.
How you gonna ride a motorcycle and you drunk? A drunk motherfucker can't ride no motorcycle. You got too many old styles in your system. Hey, you too drunk to have a goddamn motorcycle you gonna ride around every day.
My man.
How you gonna ride a Harley Davidson and you on old style? That don't even go together.
Get that motherfucker's colors out.
Together. Didn't you hear them on the show they were trying to lock in? It took them 30 hours and they still didn't get no lock in. What the fuck I'm putting the car together for and they ain't gonna race?
Guess what? guess what? If you get that motherfucker, I'm trying to get together.
Guess what? I'm going to buy my little grandkids some little toys, and we're going to have fun this summer. We're going camping, and we ain't going nothing but one race. Nah.
Okay. I ain't mad at you. You ain't doing nothing wrong. Now, you saying some real shit. Now, you ain't doing nothing wrong. You taking the kids. You doing something with the kids.
I heard them today. They talking about they going to go racing. Yeah. And they were trying to lock in, and next thing you know, ain't no lock in. I done built a whole $40,000 car. Now I can't get a lock in. Now I got a
3080. Who we got? Who we got?
We get it, Rayno. Rayno.
What up, Rayno?
Hey, Madman. Madman.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to deal with CJ from Chicago with the bike?
No.
You know him, though, don't you? I know you know him.
Yeah, I know him, yeah.
Leave that alone.
I ain't never ran at him, though. I don't believe we ran into each other.
Hey, man.
I know Peasley was riding for him. Am I right?
No, that's Raylo.
Jeremy Peasley, I guess his name is Rattle.
No, that was Duff. Duff is
rode for CJ too.
Oh, no, you talking about CJ? Yeah.
Peasley. Madman know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
I don't mess with bikes, but me and CJ like best friends. We talk in there about the bike. We be aggressive with it. You know.
Man, blow your motherfucking back out.
Now me and Mike good friends back, too. Now when I mention you to Mike, Mike gonna say something different. Not right.
Mike no, gonna say something different. When you mention me, you mentioned Brad Schaefer. That was my rider. That's who claimed, you know what I'm saying? That's who rolled for me. Brad Schaefer.
I know he gonna say something slick. He gonna say something slick.
We shook up Hattiesburg. Your mic always say something slick. That's why he ain't in the circus.
Hey, Reno. Yeah. What about Craig?
Craig Hansen?
Yeah, come on, man. You said he was now.
Man,
well, you asked him.
I don't mess with bikes, but I know all them dudes. No. Yeah.
I ain't fucking around with the bike since like 2000, maybe 2008, 2010 somewhere. Last time I fucked with the bike.
Well, you better sit your punk ass down fucking with me.
Yeah. But I still got friends now. I got friends, I told you.
I never said none of your friends. I said me and you, mono and mono, Big Crip, the baby boy.
Well, I gotta go get my infant crib, the one that drive the White House.
You say 2008, Madman. You say 2008. That was a long time.
Yeah, about 2008. Yeah.
Now watch this. Am I right? You know how they be having shows, morning shows and afternoon shows and Big Eddie shows. They still be on the shows every day about a bike.
Nah.
Yeah, they do. CJ be on the phone every day about bike.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, because you know what? Lil Danny, I'm over there, my boy, and with the bikes. They be there.
Yeah,
they do show right. They still be on the show. Yeah, they sure do. And my boy Danny, they got a 1,000 they racing. They be on the show like we do. Talking about the show, do.
You ain't talking to CJ in a while, but I called him to get the update.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm sorry, brother Raylo. I don't mean to cut you off. Hey,
what,
bro, man. We gonna take this bitch on motor. Stick our whole thumb in.
Come on to Mississippi with it, man. And we gonna blog.
You gotta meet us halfway. Come meet us anywhere halfway. And I'm gonna show you some action. And you gonna get some decent bets.
All right, well, let me know when you're ready, and I'll take my motorcycle boys on up there.
No, we got a few bikes that's ready now. What are you talking
about? I don't know. I got to talk to the motorcycle people, man. Give me a couple of days.
You, you, well, you need to get in your lane then. Stay in your lane.
You ain't got no lane, baby. What the fuck you talking about? You all over, so I'm following you.
You a dumbass. You following with me. You already, yeah. You heard what Skid said. I was a dumbass.
You can't. Yeah, you got it. Well, you can't be no dumbass because you cut here and pushed up your folks linebacker and they still come to you.
You locking this field race bike, man, man.
You going to the show?
What, hold on. What'd you say? What'd you say?
Do Locklear steer race motorcycles? Is Johnny Locklear?
I don't think Locklear will race motor no more down there.
What about the boy from North Carolina? If daddy was good, then he turned around. I can't think of his name for nothing.
Yeah, I think they still running over there. Yeah, I think they still running.
I can't think of his name. That's a bad dude. His daddy was real good. Oh, Ricky Gaddis.
Oh yeah, Ricky. You know, but they on the circuit now. They all on the circuit.
Yeah, I know they run on the circuit a lot too. But I think his son was messing around with George a little bit for a minute, but they do run class. They run class.
Yeah.
A lot of dudes don't know. Shannon
fucked
with them bikes too. That
wrecking, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was strong when he was doing it. He was strong when he was doing it.
I've been around, I promise you, dude.
They
be talking about
power.
Shannon
was strong when he
was
with
some bikes. Yeah. They call him 902 with buddy.
Nardo.
Ride them bikes, man. Them people ride that shit, bro. You get your ass fucked up.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. See, they feel like Ricky Gaddis, when they get up there, man, these other riders don't be want to ride against them because they feel like they already lost on the tree already.
Yeah, that's a bad boy.
I'm supposed to be talking that. No, I'm just saying, like, see, the thing is about it, a lot of people, they just knew the racing or don't know about, like, racing, period. And then they come in and then they be saying shit and then they don't know what they be talking about. And I ain't the smartest motherfucker, but I ain't the dullest motherfucker in this motherfucking night. I seen motherfuckers, goddamn it, beat a motherfucker, and I lost money, goddamn it, fucking with the motorcycles and the car and all that old mess. I have seen it. A kind of motorcycle race, whatever. They feel like they can run a time, they can beat you.
Yeah,
down.
But you know what stopped that? A car ran over a person on a motorcycle before, and that would stop that. The people at the track won't let them run like that. They'll still do it on the street. The people at the track stopped that. But they said it was too unsafe for the motorcycle and the car to go down there together. And they insurance wasn't going to pay for it.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Do you remember Chris Jackson?
It's Chris out of Jackson?
I'm down here. Yeah, from Jackson State, down here on the coast with me down here.
Chris still on the coast now?
No.
He ain't had the bike Showtime.
He had the other bike Chucky. You remember he was down here. He was the one racing on the street and hit the van in the side. Van pulled out in front of the field.
Oh, no. I'm thinking about Chris Summers out of Jackson.
I can't think of what Chris last name was now. Chris been dead.
He had the bike Showtime.
Oh, yeah. Not that Chris. No. Not that Chris. That's the Chris used to be with Bam and Scooter now.
Yeah.
What about, you remember Squeak from down here on the coast? Had the bike, the garbage can?
Yeah. I remember Squeak. Yeah.
He back.
Oh, he back racing bikes?
I don't know if he racing, like, driving over the road on trucks right now, but he, from time to time, he get on that bike. He still got that bike. He still get on it and do things with it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the boy name over there. Pickens had the goddamn bike working with a monster.
Yeah,
him and Lockie
know,
used to all the time.
Squeak was the first one around here that knocked off Michael Phillips, remember?
Was that at Hattiesburg?
Yep.
I can't think of what Chuck is.
He's from Georgetown.
I'll be at the show tomorrow. I'll be at the real tomorrow.
Man, shut your dumb ass up.
Hey, Mr. Raymond, now you call the name.
He's a fan.
People going down to Hattiesburg and, you know, fucking them people up who got down to 30 and 40. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you come on back. You know what I'm saying? And be tight and open. And then motherfuckers be trying to get the motherfucking motors and shit sick. You see? I see you tomorrow. Oh, no, Sunday. I had Greg on the phone tomorrow, and tell him to call me whenever he wants to. You got my number. Tell him to call me whenever you want to. All right, I got you.
Baby, tell him to call me whenever you show up.
Shut your dumb ass up, man. Baby, shut your drunk ass up.
Yo, you can suck your man.
Drunk.
How about that? You can. I hope the bitch dead. I hope the bitch dead. Goddammit. I hope the bitch. Turn her tongue. Goddammit up. Motherfucker, suck it.
Oh, man.
Be nice, baby. Be nice.
Wow.
Yo, drunk ass up. This is an oldie but goodie show tonight.
Yo, your mama drunk dead in the coffin, bitch.
You got your dead liver having ass up, bitch. Your liver dead,
baby,
bitch.
When you said that shit yesterday, I don't like you anymore.
Because you said you want to molest kids. You want to molest kids, man.
Suck my dick, nigga. You don't even know what the fuck you're
talking
about.
But tell your mammy to
drunk ass bitch.
Dead anymore.
That's how I know
way.
You sound stupid than a motherfucker, bitch. You don't even know what you talking about, you drunk
well,
bitch.
Well, guess what? I be a punk,
talking about
bitch.
Fucking somebody.
I ain't molesting no
drunk
kids. I ain't molesting no kids, bitch.
Bitch, you better take the
Friday no
test
now.
I hope
bitch.
They pull your bitch ass
I ain't trying to fuck my friend.
Lock
I ain't
your
trying
dumb
to fuck
ass
my
up.
Homeboy daughter. I ain't trying to fuck my niece. I ain't trying to fuck my
daughter. Well, ask me that's how to fuck his daughter. Ask me that's how to fuck his daughter.
Motherfucker.
Bitch.
You keep
drunk,
on asking about it.
Don't know what you heard.
You either got that
head.
One of the two. You like her?
Get you,
you like
a wine
her.
Head.
Yeah, well, your mammy a wine head, too. That's why the bitch dead.
That's why your grandma let your motherfucking ass.
Dead.
Hey.
That's why the bitch dead now.
Hey.
Dead
your
is
grandma.
Dead. I don't care. I don't
hey.
Give a fuck.
Hey,
I'm
your grandma,
too.
Your grandma,
well,
dead, your
yeah,
dumb
my
ass
grandmama, yeah, so she dead, she a dead bitch, she a dead bitch. I don't give a fuck. And guess what? And she was here, goddammit, she
bitch
put that
a wine
on your bitch ass. She fuck with her
bitch
on.
Bitch made a wine on her. She wants you to be
your
drunk.
Your mama ain't gonna
sell that pussy.
Well,
hey, your
what?
Grandma
I
wanted you to be drunk over there
pussy.
And sleep so
a,
she can sell that
pussy. Your wife sell pussy. Your wife been selling pussy, goddamn it, ever since she met you, motherfucker.
Bitch,
your
get
wife
you a
wife, though.
Ain't no bitch gonna be with your drunk ass.
Your wife been selling pussy ever
hey,
since she met you.
Hey,
that's
look,
the reason she got all the
nobody gonna be with your
right
drunk
now.
Ass.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Ain't nobody
I
gonna be with your dope fiend ass.
I wouldn't give a fuck. Guess what? Your
nigga
wife
ain't never seen
pussy.
You with a woman.
Your wife
ain't no nigga never, ain't no nigga never seen your
fuck.
Little crackhead ass
ain't
with a woman. I'ma bet you money ain't nobody never
bitch.
Seen you with a woman.
He ain't gonna fuck your bitch.
Ain't no
I
nigga never
you
seen your little crackhead
your
ass with your little
you
crackhead
ain't
dope fiend ass with no woman.
I bet you skin gonna fuck your bitch. I bet you skin gonna fuck your bitch. Skin gonna fuck. I don't get she
ain't
get
got no, hey,
she
look,
a woman.
Know you, you know you ain't got no hoes.
Idiot.
It's Friday night, bitch. You on
yeah,
the show.
Well, guess
come
what?
On.
Friday,
you
Friday
from
night.
Back in the day.
You just got
oh,
paid. You just got paid. I don't give a fuck about none of this.
Bitch, you gonna
you
drink
ain't gonna
it up, though.
Got no business.
Bitch, you ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. Bitch, you about to go drink
lie.
It up.
I bet you a lie. I bet your mama
you about to go drink it up.
I bet you
your
mama.
You about to go drink it up.
I bet
you going to get drunk tonight.
I bet you your mama dead ass can't throw. I bet you your mama dead ass can't throw.
How many times you done pissed on yourself with your drunk ass,
she gonna throw it at the ground.
Hey, I bet your match is pissy to the motherfucking nigga. If you done pissed on yourself every motherfucking night.
Nigga, you been a hoe.
Look,
that's why you went to that's oh man,
your,
no,
your
oh, you supposed to you
up.
Supposed to do this and that
you
with your family
you's
and this
bum.
And that. Skin gonna fuck
your bitch.
Wife.
You ain't
he
never,
gonna,
you
I,
ain't
I
never raped.
Skin goddamn it have enough dick to stick his whole
hey,
motherfucking
hey,
dick
look.
Down a motherfucking.
Hey look, hey, look you a bum, bitch. You on the race show and you can't
pussy
eat race. You can't even afford a race car, bitch.
That's why I bought a motorcycle, you fucking idiot.
You
that's
like
why
that?
I bought a motorcycle,
no motorcycle,
you idiot.
You on his dream.
Bitch ass.
Oh, shit.
With.
Damn, bitch, you bit my...
That's
damn.
Why I bought a motorcycle.
Yeah, I said, fuck the motherfucker. You biting your shit.
Has this ever happened to you? Does her teeth get in the way while she's sucking your dick? Does she know how to suck a dick? Well, I had that same problem until my bitch went out and bought NWA's new book entitled The Art of Sucking Dick.
Lesson 1. First, you grab the dick. Next, you gently lick it up and down. Then, insert it into the mouth.
Thank you.
Take it slow. Don't rush it. And before you know it,
splash.
Is the tempo and rent is gonna flow as I produce an illustration to a
yeah the show live now go to your mama plot where the fuck the bitch buried that and goddamn it sing her that song bitch pussy ass nigga. Now, tell us that's how she know how to suck the dick, bitch. Pussy ass nigga. Tired of you whole ass nigga. Always running off of the goddamn house. You niggas hoes. Both of you niggas. You get in the way of these hoes, nigga. Get your ass
clean
fucked
up.
Man, you get your ass. Get in the way of these hoes. That's not. Okay. Before you get up on me good,
You'll be a dead motherfucker.
Trans break.
I'm sorry. Toe that ass up, pussy ass nigga.
I love it when you come to Big Papa.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player. Yeah, man.
Shoot out at the OK Corral.
Man. Oh, shit, we got some hands up. I'm sitting here listening paying to the boy. Oh, shit. Let me open these mics. I'm just going to open y'all up.
Hey,
man, I
want
to look
like
the
Lord.
Oh, my
goddamn mic,
sucker.
It's too late. It's too late. Open my mic now.
Yeah,
now I ain't gonna open somebody's mic.
It is.
I was trying to tell Lil Will to lock in with Baby Boy motorcycle.
Lock in what?
I was trying to tell Lil Will to lock in with Baby Boy motorcycle to settle it.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Cal City, Cal Chuck. Who else we got here? 6447.
What up, Cal? 18.
What up, Chuck? 18. 6326.
Yeah, what's going on?
Shit, you just missed
what up,
it, Chuck? The shootout at... The shootout at the OK Corral.
Yeah, Eddie got a goddamn fight show going on. What I missed, kid? Nothing?
None.
Oh, okay. What's
hey,
up?
Eddie.
What's up, Eddie?
Hey, Miss Lee.
Hey, Miss Lee. What's happening, Miss Lee?
Nothing much.
Where you been hiding?
Everybody good?
Oh, yeah.
I'll be at work. I won't be on the phone like that.
Hey.
Everybody good? Everybody family good?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you expected.
I was just checking in.
Good to hear from
you. If you check in with Eddie, he'll open
Chuck,
your mic
up,
an hour later. Huh?
Man,
I know,
right? I wasn't looking at the board. I look up, I got three hands up.
Yeah, well, we already know you're a lousy talk show host, so it just really don't matter. You know, you get in when you get in.
Damn.
Damn.
Y'all
know I'm using Johnny on
the spot. Get on his motherfucking ass.
Chuck better sit down somewhere.
Get on his ass, Chuck.
I'm sitting down.
Yeah. On his ass, Chuck E. I'm so happy you on here. You've been acting up all day, Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Eddie been acting up all day. I couldn't wait to Chuck get on.
Last week I tried to call him. He answered the phone. He had a party, man. God damn.
No, I wasn't even in the fucking country last week.
Damn.
It hurt you when you answered the phone last week, man.
Yeah, well, you know how that shit is on WhatsApp. I just got back today. You know.
Hey, man. You know what I want to know, Chuck?
What's up, Skin?
Why ever since the pandemic, motherfuckers taking more vacations than they ever took in their goddamn life? I need to know.
Well, that's why the motherfuckers. That's why the motherfuckers ain't been nowhere, and the motherfuckers ain't working. Can't go nowhere.
Hey, man.
So they get
no bullshit.
So they get a little. They get a little opportunity to go somewhere different. Hey. Shit, that's what.
Since March 2020, I done seen more money spent, more going out of town, more plastic surgery. The gas price is hotter than a motherfucker. Everybody doing this and that and depth and everything. I done seen more of that shit in 2020 to now. I haven't seen in my fucking life.
Not the PPP vacation.
So yes, so all that tell you these motherfuckers really have some money hiding, or either their credit card bill hiding.
No, they ain't had no money hiding. You a lying motherfucker. I know some.
I said they credit card bill high.
They turned rich in the last 2 years. They turned rich in the motherfucker.
Not the PPP vacation.
Tell them what it is, kid. Tell them.
The PPP vacation.
Hey, man, motherfuckers playing rich. Look, I got some goddamn nieces and nephews. They ain't never had shit, man. They got new furniture, new cars, and everything. What the fuck y'all get?
Damn.
And the motherfuckers still ain't working.
Look, and guess what? And guess what? Hold on, Chuck. Oh. Yeah, hey, why they got it? They scared to tell me, because one of them owed me a G, one owed me $200-$300, one owed me $50. Them motherfuckers ain't tell me shit. They gave me a dime. See, fuck
oh,
me.
Oh, man.
And you ain't getting a
when
dime.
When I found out about it, goddammit, they broke as a motherfucker. But they got them cars and new furniture and shit and furnished the whole house, the whole apartment, whatever the fuck they got.
Lord have mercy.
That shit'll be dirty. That shit'll be dirty in another year. That shit'll have piss stains on it and everything. The rats and everything gonna eat that shit up. Don't even worry about this.
They'll
be asking me for another loan. Guess what? I ain't got it.
Hey, they might have COVID restrictions, but ain't no motherfucking restrictions on paying my fucking money back.
You ain't lying. But they sure ain't pay it back. Punk motherfuckers. Look, I ain't found out they got the money till later. They said they ain't tell you, and they owe you. Shit, they don't spend it now. I said, God,
man.
That ain't be the nigga now.
Nah, they ain't gonna do this shit.
Sure ain't. They don't tell you when they get that money.
Hey, Skin, you want to know some real funny shit, though?
Yeah,
I'm seeing all these motherfuckers want to raise $5,000 and $10,000, but they complain about how fucking high the damn gas is. Something wrong with that bitch.
Yes,
I can't race you at Bobby Race. I ain't got enough gas money to get down there.
Hey, that's
up.
What they want a motherfucker. They want a motherfucker to pay them to come. Hey,
that's some fucked up shit.
Everybody an overnight celebrity, Chuck. Do you notice that? Everybody an overnight celebrity. He ain't paying me to come.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Everybody want the Tony Myers treatment and whoever else got paid. They want their treatment.
Oh, man.
Mainly people crazy as a motherfucker.
Oh, damn. That's fucked up. Well, we know how the year's going to wind out.
Yeah.
I live in Chicago, but you got to pay me to go to the Grove of 41.
Hey, yeah.
Come on, fuck.
Yo, what they doing?
That's fucked up. Damn.
I'm getting laughing, but I know what they're doing now.
What'd you think about that kid?
Man, race is going to come to a standstill.
Hey. When a motherfucker called me and said, "Skin, come on down. You get in free, you this and that." I said, "Nah, man, don't give me shit. He didn't get mad, man, and cuss you out. Don't do it. Don't give me nothing."
Damn.
Mm-hmm. I said, "No, don't do it, man. He get in the goddamn feelings now. Don't do that."
Don't buy me shit. Don't give me no room. Don't give me shit, man. If I want to come, I'm coming. I get my own shit.
Nope. Man, I got to see 114, but I don't know how I'm gonna buy gas at the gas station.
You gonna buy it? You gonna buy it the same way you been buying?
Yeah, fucked up.
You gonna buy it? I don't know about them buying, but you gonna buy it.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna get there.
Hey,
I don't know what you problem.
Hey, if you wanna take that machine? I don't know if you still got it. Yeah, you got a different truck. But I remember when you had that red Avalanche. You going to get in that motherfucking gold, baby. That red one. What the color it was? Jeez. But now, you got that other truck now. See, if you and Leon, I got that other truck now. That bad motherfucker now.
That shit no fool waiting to go to Memphis.
Oh, I know you ready now. Talk your ass off. I knew you ready.
Yeah. Yep. Been ready. Just waiting on somebody to say the wrong thing.
Show is. Don't be bullshit now. You ain't.
Yeah. They ain't got long.
Sure don't.
Not at all.
Oh, fuck no. It won't be long now. What the man said, we got a tail cut off. It won't be long now, motherfucker.
Yeah. They got 6 weeks to lie to themselves.
Yes, and boy's gonna be here to tell the captain in 1 minute.
Now stop all that burping, Eddie. Got saying,
yeah,
ain't got no home turf.
Come on, man.
Nah,
I don't know, man. Man, I'm a Chuck.
Motherfucker, I never felt.
Hey,
you goddamn where you go.
Hey.
I know you go to be drinking them goddamn beer, boy.
That bullshit you be drinking.
Water don't make you belch.
He don't never belch. He just fart. He farted all out.
Oh, hell no. Chuck, I don't want to be around that shit.
Yeah, Chuck farted all out. He ain't doing no belching.
At least I can walk away from everybody and do it. I ain't got to do it in life with everybody else. Say they doing it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Now, wait a minute, Eddie. Somebody got a race in April, right?
Yeah. Raylo Ontario.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. April 17th.
Oh, okay. That's a Sunday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's Easter Sunday.
I don't know if it's.
I want to say that.
I don't know if it's going to happen. It's Easter Sunday. If they open, I'm going to be there.
Nah, that's what they said. If the track open, they got to be there. But if it ain't open, they got to do it the following week.
Oh, okay.
On the
track don't generally open on Easter.
It used to, but I don't know about now.
Yeah. I mean, the Grove will open any day. 41 generally don't open on Easter. I don't know.
When we left in, neither one of us knew it was Easter. Neither one of us knew the 17th was Easter.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea.
If y'all don't race on the 17th, y'all got to race on the 24th, right?
Right.
Okay. So what's the race, Raylo?
Head up. He's spraying. I'm on the motor. Terrio on spraying. His
and you racing him with the Nova, right?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all racing to the 8th?
Yep. Oh,
okay.
I'm going to tell you, I did call Three Love today. I didn't go over there, but I called him. I like to talk to my man. I like to talk to my man personally. I don't have to be on the show.
So what you and Three Love got going on?
Trying to do something April 2nd. The track officially opens April 1st. The track officially opens on April 1st with the mountain. So I called him and told him, asked him, did he want to race the same day that I'm running Terrier? I told him I'd run them both on the same day.
Damn.
Because Terrier want to race at 5 o'clock. He want to race in the evening. Everything he said, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I'm going to tell you, Three Lug, I called him today and asked him, did he want to race the same day? We can race the same day that I race Terrier. He was like, we can do that, Raylo. I said, okay, we'll get locked in. I'm going to come over there and lock you in. He said, now, Raylo, we're going to run out the back door.
Nah, I'll get gas. Anyway, whatever. You can get whatever. All right. Yeah, but, hey, Raylo.
Huh?
I heard what you said. Hey, Raylo. Sometimes, you know, you need to have people on the phone, or you need to do it on the show. I don't know why you on this kick with you got to call them personally by themselves, because a motherfucker switched some shit around on you now.
Well, you know what? Skin, you do your stuff the way you do your stuff. I do mine the way I do mine. I run into both. Tell them we can run into both. So you ain't no whittling out of this.
I don't know what you're talking about, Raylo, but I'm trying to figure out why you're always getting ignorant when somebody trying to tell you something. I don't understand that.
Okay. All right.
I was only saying that for a specific reason.
If I told him we're running out the back door, what are you going to turn around and say you're running out the back
door? I'm not talking about no back door. That ain't what I'm talking about, Raylo.
Okay.
You ain't even let me finish what I'm saying before you get all indignant, son. Like I said, I'm going to say it one more again. I said sometimes you need to do it on the show or with people listening, because people will switch up.
But we're not locked in.
Can I finish, Raylo? God damn. Can I please finish, sir? It's just like what happened, Eddie, when we did it on the show with Leon and Melvin Coney. I didn't remember they said to wait till the light turned green. All I'm saying is, man, the shit can be switched up, man. That's all I'm saying. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do, Raylo. I was just trying to help you out, brother. You can do it how the fuck you want to do it. I don't give a damn. I'm just saying I done seen these situations with different people. I don't got to say no names to start no fucking argument. All I'm saying is some people you need to do that, sir. That's all I'm saying. I don't give a fuck who you was. You can make a mistake.
Now, I'm a fall into the grudge rules, the street grudge rules, the Chicago grudge rules. When I lock Three Lug in, we're gonna have a DP man there.
Okay.
That's what we're gonna do. Whenever I go over there and lock him in, I'm gonna order for a DP man. That's for a DP man.
I get all that. So is that not what I just said, basically?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Mm-hmm. But you went all into something else. You do your race. Are you doing? I don't understand all that, man. Where's all that coming from?
Well,
I'm gonna do my race how I wanna do it. But I ain't got no problem with taking no advice. I'm not going to draw back at you if you say, hey, Skin, you should do it like this. I'm going to say, okay. And I'm going to still do it the way I want to do it. I ain't going to say, hey, Raylo, you do your shit how you do it. And I ain't going to do you like that, brother. I want to say where that's coming from. I didn't understand
door.
That.
But me and him say we racing out the back door face to face. Just me and him. Then what could he do?
But I wasn't talking about that, Ray Lowe. I'm talking about the way you locked in. I'm not talking about no back door, no ace. I wasn't talking about a distance.
Oh, you know, the way you
locked
in.
All
Scam was saying, you need to have somebody else on that other end of the phone.
To keep bullshit down, you need somebody else to hear it, and maybe they can rectify it in case it be a problem, sir. That's all I'm saying.
The show recorded.
That's cool. That's cool.
Well, yeah,
that's all I was saying,
recorded, but if they talk by themselves, it's going to be a whole different thing.
That's all I was saying, Chuck. If he calling them by themselves, everybody, you can't do that with, Chuck. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I got you.
It's the same as what you did, Chuck. You said, hell no. Carry on. Get skin that motherfucking money. I ain't finna go through all that. That's all you said. All I was doing was trying to help Raylo out. He gonna win against me with some other shit.
I don't understand that. I ain't gonna go against you. I just think my
you did, man. You said you do your race, how you do it. I'm gonna do mine. What the fuck did that come from? I don't understand it, sir.
It's all just to prevent the problems and bullshit.
That's all I was trying to do.
Yeah.
I don't want you to have no problem, sir. But I'm the judge.
On a race like that, but in today's
one reason why I didn't go over there today, because we're not going to do it another. They ain't going to do nothing but say they're not taking the matches off us. I get you there and do nothing but they're not taking the matches off. Anthony,
stop
don't
lying,
Lalo.
Stop lying, Lalo. Stop lying, Lalo.
Stop lying,
Lalo. Stop lying, Lalo. You're lying, Lalo.
I ain't come with you over there.
You're lying,
Lalo.
Stop lying,
Lalo. We're going to lock in. We're going to run the same day at Rentario. I called you evidentially.
But
I must not be seen.
Ray Lowe,
you're
on the phone, Randall.
Okay.
Ray Lowe, you're on the phone, Randall. I heard everything you're on the phone, Sam. You came with a damn locked in. You didn't call. I called Big Sam. So Big Sam, your scared ass didn't show up. Then about 10 minutes later, Sam called you and told you what I said. Why did I call you?
Hold on.
Cause Sam called you, told you
screwed
up, but you said you didn't show up.
But I did call you today.
Yeah, you called my phone.
We still gonna lock in.
Hold on, Raylo, let me talk, Raylo.
Go ahead.
You called
go
my
ahead.
Phone and said we're not gonna run on the second. Let's do it on the 17th or the 24th. I said no problem. You said I'm still coming lock in. I said I'm waiting on you. And you still ain't showed up.
Well, as you still gonna be at your shop any days coming up? You ain't gonna close it. 7 days a week. Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Okay.
I called you. Don't forget that I called you.
I ain't called you for nothing.
Because
Sham told you I'm looking for you.
Sham ain't told me nothing. I've not heard from Sham. Now you lying. I ain't heard from Sham.
I called Sham. Waiting on you, nigga.
I ain't talking to Sham. You called my phone. I called Sham. You must have said something on the radio. And Sham started laughing. No, he ain't said nothing to me. I have not heard from Sham. I called you on my own. Me, by myself.
No, you didn't.
I ain't heard from no Sham.
Sham called told you that, nigga.
No, I didn't. Get him on the phone.
Y'all come here. You still ain't
get him on the phone. You want to bet some money? Get him on the phone.
Hold on.
You want to bet some money?
Hold on. I'll get $100.
Hold on. Bet $100. He ain't talked to me today. He going
to
tell you, no, I didn't talk
together.
To him.
They got the damn food about that. You sound
well,
like stick together.
What you mean stick together? I don't get down like that. Three Lug, I don't get down like that. I don't do bullshit like that. I don't do that. I ain't talked to Sham. I talked to him last night on the show. Not today. I ain't see now. And nobody called me. I called you. Because I like the race. Off the trailer. Mm. You gonna see how much smoke you want. And all y'all got to do is show me one line
seven,
that you're not spraying. One line.
Four,
that's all I need
four,
to see. That's all I need to see. One line. Under the hood from a solenoid. Y'all can cover up anything else y'all got in there. Just let me see one line, one hot line going through the solenoid. Drop that. Close the hood. Get up there on that fence at 41. That's all I can tell you.
Damn.
Come on, Chuck. Stop all that belts.
Come on, man. That's
your what's that? Shit. You got any idea what time you want to race? Because Terry will tell me some 5 o'clock. That's what he said he want to race me at 5 o'clock. I said, okay, you 5 o'clock. I see you in the lanes at 5 o'clock at 41 whenever they open. The 17 or the 25th.
Where's Three Lug at?
I don't have much to say. That's good. You got a phone. I don't have much to say.
I ain't got to holler at my fat buddy.
Gentlemen, what's happening?
What up, Big Mark?
Not much.
Hey, Big Mark, what kind of gas you drive in your car? I mean, you put in your car.
So, Raylo, did you lock in with him today?
93.
No, we didn't lock in today.
Yeah, you won't
we didn't lock
ready.
In today. But I will lock him in. I'm locking in.
I just wanted to know if you went down there today and locked in. That's all I was asking.
Yeah, I did call him.
He didn't answer you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Three letters on the phone. But then we just got on the phone. He said, Big Sham called me. How about talk to Big Sham? The last night on his show?
Well, I'm telling you, with God love, either you video it, go live when you do it, where y'all rules don't change, and everybody know what the fuck going on.
That's what we're going to do.
And shit changed when a motherfucker can't see it. You had to be polite about it, Ken. You're supposed to be polite about it and soft with it like I was.
I was polite about it. I ain't saying with no aggression.
Yeah, you know what, Skin? I gotta get out the old days. I gotta get out the old days. That's what I gotta do. They gonna send me back to bracket.
You got to come into the future.
Hey, right, I gotta get out the old days.
You
gonna get fucked if you don't do it right.
I gotta get out the old days, man. All we used to do was say, hey, let's run. Let's go. Bad. Go.
Yeah, that ain't what they doing now, goddamn it. You need a lawyer and everything,
goddamn it,
now.
Hell yeah.
Man, that's right. You know, I'm trying to tell you
what kind of draws to have on. You better watch it.
Hey, a motherfucker tried to get me in some Michigan shit today because they talking about fighting, talking about no. I locked it in. You got to drive. They said, man, no, you didn't. They don't come out ski and talk to them. You a lying bitch. I wasn't there when they locked in. I know that's right. I don't have shit to do with it. That's the only thing I tried to explain to Raylo. He went crazy on me.
You know what? Man, I got to get, before they send me back to bracket racing, I got to follow the rules.
Hey, Raylo, you on my Facebook. Yeah. Listen to me. You on my Facebook page. You see, when we was talking and arguing, talking about racing and locking in, I was live. I want the girl to hear from
I seen that.
You have to verify with the world. With anybody. It ain't just them. It's anybody.
Hello?
Hey, I didn't know people.
Anybody, like you said. No, no, not anybody.
Anybody.
Damn it, everybody.
Yeah.
It's everybody now.
It's only about one or two people in your life that you can just say, Lockie, it ain't going to be no shit. No, y'all ain't finna argue or none of that shit. It's only a few.
Trump.
It's only a few of us got it.
Thank you.
Man, please.
Hey, hey, why are you trying to blame shit on me that I don't do?
Man, what are you doing?
Oh, okay,
Chuck.
Whoa.
Y'all shouldn't get over
man, I don't do that.
Anyway, I don't know who that nasty motherfucker is.
It sounded just like you.
Man, that ain't me. Man, that is not
me.
Man,
that was you, Eddie.
Hey, hey.
I don't know who that nasty motherfucker is.
That motherfucker don't win no awards because he always burping on the
Hey, Eddie. You must be sitting in that Camaro with some chicken wings. You must be sitting in that goddamn deep frying ass Camaro there with some chicken wings.
Oh, man.
Hey, I wish I was. I wish I was because I'm hungry,
you got
man.
A grill on wheel.
You bring me some
you got
rain
a grill on wheel.
Hey, hey, if Betty's sitting in the Camaro, Ukraine will win the war.
Chuck, why are you so mean, man? Why are you so rough?
I'm just telling you.
I don't know why you're going down on me like that right now.
I had to hang the phone up when you say if he's fired, he can't walk away.
Hey, Eddie, this is what we're going to do this year for you. We're going to get your car a push start and let you take some pictures of it and tell them it was rolling.
Hey, you, the problem ain't me trying that bitch up. It's me getting in it. You gotta help me in that motherfucker.
Man, we don't want to help you in that truck.
Hey, Eddie, I got money in KY. If I let you try to get in your car, I lose all my fucking money.
You got a butter. Hey, you got a butter parquet. That motherfucker to slide in his car. And then I'm going to do a civil.
Oh, man.
Can't do nothing.
I don't know, preacher boy.
Doing,
I done got pretty skinny now.
Just
you
what
can see
doing.
My reels,
stay
man.
The fuck on the side.
Hey, listen. You know what, Eddie? You and your car got a lot in common. Neither one of y'all can run.
Oh, ain't that a bitch?
Damn, that's cold,
Bill.
That's cold.
Hey, Eddie. Hey, if you see your ribs, that means you dropped a bag of chucks on the floor.
Oh, now you want to have something to say, huh?
Hey, Eddie, that was cold. Yeah, I couldn't even come up with no shit like that.
I know you wouldn't do me like that anyway, Chuck.
Let me keep it south side, Eddie. If we saw your ribs, it's because you dropped a bag of limbs on the floor.
Okay.
Man, that nigga got a disabled car, and he's disabled. His Hummer around run faster than both of them motherfuckers.
I'm going to disable your ass.
Hey, man, I'm a handicap that's a lot quicker than you is all the way around the board.
That's what your mouth's like.
I made the Olympics.
I want you to
you
show me that.
You watch it on TV. Hey, listen.
Hey, you must not
all
know
I got
where
to do
I am,
is
motherfucker.
Listen, when we go to race, I'm going to bring you some pork chops so you can light that grill up.
Just hold that thought. Just hold that thought.
Hey, Chuck, listen. Answer this question here. How in the fuck you got a race car you was able to buy? You ain't bought slicks in 100 years, but you had to buy a golf car wheel because you burnt the rub off of them. Now, you tell me which one the fastest.
Oh, God
damn.
Damn. Which one I got more work for you?
That's no answer. That's cold, baby.
Eddie, come on, shit,
I guess that was me too, huh? That was me too, huh?
Man, he needs to go on shit and get it over with.
They need a doctor.
Yep.
Preacher boy, you going to the
wheel
tomorrow?
Yep. What time you going, Preach?
I'm going to leave around 2.
Yeah.
I'll be there. I got a fucking... Going down this highway now, going to home, then I got to drive all the way back up there tomorrow.
What you got up there?
I ain't taking nothing up there, but I'm driving home right now.
Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic.
Yo.
Don't be telling us that shit because you live in that sorry-ass Indiana.
Huh? What you say, Chuck?
I say don't be telling us that shit because you live in that sorry-ass Indiana.
Oh, man, I gotta go home. I gotta pick up. I gotta get my wife. Shit.
Yeah.
Heading down 65 right now, man. 65 south. Oh, man. Yeah, I live down by India. I moved from up there.
Oh, you did? I ain't know that.
My shop just up there.
Okay.
Where the fuck you bitching, man? Goddamn.
Nasty motherfucker. Hell yeah. Don't say no names, you motherfuckers get cussed out.
Hell yeah, if you mention one name, a motherfucker gonna go in on your ass.
Hey, you ain't even gotta mention that name, that motherfucker going in.
Man, every time I say something, I get cussed out. I'm gonna say that whatchamacallit.
Big, who's snapping out the verse? Me or you? Who's snapping out? Me or you?
What'd you say?
Huh?
Hey, Big, who's snapping out the most? Me or you? I snapped out on skin. You got snapped out on him. But then you know, when me and you was finna race at 41, you say I snapped out on you, but you snapped out on me too. I don't know who snapped out on who.
No, that was you, Raylo.
That was me.
I gotta agree with Skin.
I didn't really snap out on Skin. I just say I do my stuff the way I do my stuff, and he do his stuff the way he do his stuff.
Oh, what you tell him, man? Your business? What you said, man? Your business?
I don't know, but I do gotta go with the grudge rule today. You know, just the DP man, you know, and all that type. I'm from
hey,
the
old. We didn't have no DP man.
Nope.
We
ain't had no DP man. We said what we was gonna do, and hey.
That's big.
That's all
big.
It was.
We didn't have the PP man either. We made an agreement, and then we got him out and said, hey, listen, is that right? What you tell me? Is that right? We just tell them that shit? We gentlemen. Yeah, man, don't even worry about that. We'll talk later.
Right.
Some of these motherfuckers you don't let off the line.
No, that's right.
It's knowing your personnel.
Exactly. Exactly, but it's going to be all right. It's almost time. It's almost time to put up a shut up.
Is it going to be open on the second? Are you sure it's going to be open on the second?
I talked to the track manager, both of them. Both of them say they open.
Hey,
the track officially opens April 1st.
Yeah.
Hey, Tricky Black.
April 1st.
Yeah.
What you mean don't let the motherfucker off the line? What do you mean about that? Tell me what you mean about that.
What you mean?
You said they don't let them off the line. What you mean about that? I don't know what you're talking about. Tell me what you're talking about.
And see, there you go again. I didn't say no specific name. I said everybody.
I ask you one question for you. I heard you say, oh, you don't let them off the line. Why would you want to me? Don't let them off the line. And I want to know what that means. Tell me what that means.
It's all right, you know. It's all right.
I said, you need certain people you don't let off the hook.
Well, but who you referring to, though? Me?
I never said
to you. Listen to me. I look at it. I can be wrong. I can be right. Well, that means you got your victory, that your victory out the line. That's how it makes that would mean to me, so that doesn't mean to you.
Listen, bro, I didn't say no names.
I'm
listening. Certain people you just don't
know.
But you're
calling
to
me, though. The only conversation, Preacher Boy, I've been on the phone for the longest, Preacher Boy. For the last hour, the conversation
is
about me and
Lilo.
It's
still
Lilo and I.
You gotta be talking about Lilo, bro. Hey, Lilo, how many times was it me and you supposed to lock in and I told you, wait until you get your car together? So you know it couldn't have been you.
Preacher, bro. I don't know nothing.
Yeah.
I'll ask you just one question, bro.
I answered you then. I said no specific person.
Okay. Are you going to use your car?
Let's jump this up.
Hold on, one minute. Chef, hold on, Chef. Are you going to use your car, Preacher Boy?
Hold on.
Hey,
somebody's barking. What you say now?
Are you going to use your car? Yes or no, please. Ask you one question. Are you going to use your car? Yes or no?
I don't know.
Okay, next
I told
question.
You, I don't
want to
have
surgery.
Listen to me. I'm supposed to be having surgery. I don't know yet.
Last night, you were talking about the red Camaro and how good it looked.
Say what?
Three love. You talking about how good your red Camaro looked, your new Camaro looked. What are you talking about how it looked when you said it looked better than my Camaro?
I don't have no red Camaro.
Burgundy, whatever color it is, your Camaro, your F-body.
I don't have a Burgundy Camaro on F-body.
I don't know what
color
it looks like. I'm talking about your F-body. You're talking about how good it looks. What are you talking about?
What about it?
The paint looks what?
The paint.
You lose your paint with my car.
Huh?
You need to get back in a class with Terrio.
Hey, Ray Lowe.
I know my
paint
better than yours. I know that.
Time to tell, Ray Lowe.
My car clean all over, under the bottom, inside, in the trunk, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Under the hood, you eat off the hood.
We're going to bet on the outside, okay?
Can you stand up on the side of your car and somebody walk behind you can tell who it is?
Yeah,
without turning around?
Raylo, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Raylo.
You found a real fool, motherfucker. Why your stripes stop by your mirror? When I told Pete that a couple years ago, he know why he stopped. He couldn't take it off that fender.
You were going to come to school, Raylo. I'm going to tell you a real fool, Raylo, okay? I told you that. I got to come with your name on this motherfucker. I'm going to tell you a picture of the box. I get back to the shop. I got to come with your name on that motherfucker.
You brought up and looking good. I'm looking good, and I'm ready to race. Both ways.
You just found out real soon, Raylo.
Yeah.
You just found out real soon. Why don't you put the knife on that? I tell you, why don't you put the knife on that motherfucker, Raylo? Y'all that bad shit, motherfucker. Put the knife on that dick, nigga.
I know that's going to be next. You ain't got to tell me. I know what's going to happen.
Hey, Raylo. Tell you out the bottom, that's where that motherfucker can blow your ass out. Tell you out the bottom, that's where I can blow your ass out, nigga. You got it on there. So put it on the top, nigga. I can blow your ass out, nigga.
Do you want to bet some money?
Everybody scared.
You ain't going to never see me at the track fumbling with nothing.
Beat your motherfucking ass.
Who has Nike's back?
Who has Nike?
Yeah, I know you're going to jump to that Nike, but it's cool, though, Three Lug. It's cool.
Raylo. Put your Nike on top of that intake. Take the intake off. Put your
Nike's
on.
Ain't no Nike's going on it. Ain't no Nike's going on it. I'm not putting no Nike's on so we can leave it alone. So we not racing.
Why not? You think you didn't have
a problem? There ain't no Nike's going on it. I asked you this. Do you want to bet some money ain't no Nike's on it? Do you want to bet a G? And you can let Mike Rattleman look. I'll let him look all he
wants.
I'll let Mike look all he wants. I'll walk away from him and let him look all he wants. You bet a G. We can put a G up on that and let Mike Rattleman search it till he can't search no more.
Why you saying I got nitrous?
I got it on there. Why you saying I got it on there? Do you want to bet? Do you want
to
bet?
Like you said, I didn't do both for him. I will whoop your ass and have a car show the same damn time.
Are we racing the purple car more than the motor? Other than that, I want to
put
it in the sports car.
We're talking about Camaro, motherfucker. I'm going to whoop your ass with Camaro. I ain't worried about the purple car. I'm beating the fuck out of you, nigga. I'm beating the fuck out of you.
I ain't running your red car. I got pictures on it. I ain't running that.
Say what?
Unless you spot me. If you spot me, I'll run you.
Put your money on top of that motherfucker. Put your money on top of that
motherfucker. No, I'm not putting
no juice on it.
I'm not putting no juice on it. I ain't going to tell you to take yours off.
I'm going to give you a double bubble.
You're going to look better than me with what? With the green car?
What's that green car? With my Camaro, motherfucker. My Camaro looks better than you.
How much you want to bet? We're going to bet on the looks, too?
We're going to put the knife in the car, Raylo. We're going to have the car show at the same time.
Okay, we ain't going to have no car show.
We leave
it alone. I just read
the
theory.
Motor to motor with the purple car.
That's what we're going to do.
I'm going to the paint job with your car and the purple car motor.
Hey, Raylo.
Listen, Raylo. I'm going to take you. Stop saying check your fucking head with something like that. Hey, wait, look.
Go ahead.
It's not your motherfucking mouth. I'm talking about we're going to get Nigers and Nigers mixing up with Jay Lane and Michael Madden.
You say Nigers and Nigers. I don't have no Nigers, three love.
I'm telling you, put it on.
I'm not putting none on it. I'm not putting none on it. Can't none go on it.
What do you want? What do you want that play at you?
Man, I would take a kind of bus from you. The kind of break.
Lock your ass in. You got it. Lock it in. Lock the fuck in. You got it, man.
When?
For the 25th of the month. Where tomorrow? Break kids and lock his money in tomorrow, nigga. Bring it up and lock it in tomorrow.
Off the trailer. Off the trailer.
Hey, Ray, bring it around and lock it in, Ray, man. You got all these
off the trailer to the 8th.
Right,
off the trailer to the 8th. Well, we leave that alone.
You
leave that Nigers side of it, man. Leave that Nigers side. Let's just talk about the purple car. Let's just talk about the purple car. Leave that Nigers out of it. I ain't running that Nigers car. Leave it unless you give me a kind of break to the 8th. Leave that alone. We ain't going there. I'm just going to run motor to motor, head up, out the back door with that purple car.
I'm getting on the motor. Give me a car to get back to the 8th.
We gonna stick to our race. Motor to motor with the purple
okay.
Cop.
Right.
Motor to motor.
Okay.
And then you come out those nights.
I'll see you when you come over y'all can
hear. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Enjoy your night, Mr. Reno.
You're gonna have a DP man there. You lock in when I come over there.
Yeah,
would you mind coming over here? Would you mind coming over here?
No. No, you come to me.
Yeah, I come to you, huh?
Come to the west side sometime.
I already came to the west side. Lock Terrio in. I came all the way to Maywood and Lock Terrio in.
I ain't there, sir. I'm on Fishland. I'm on Hangar, sir. I'm on Fishland.
I gave you what you wanted. You said you want to run out the back door. No, we
Ray,
running John. That's not what I tell you. We're running out
Ray,
the back door. Forget it. Get it, through love. We're running out the back door. Fuck it.
No, you didn't say that, man. You said I know you want to run the 8, but you said I know I want to run the 12. You're going to run the 4. That's
what
you said.
No, I like to run the 8.
I
like
run
8 now. I like run 8 miles.
Right, dude. I said you like run 8 miles. And I like run the court, but you said, dude, I know you won't run the court.
Since when you like running the court? Since when you like running the court? I did that, though.
I don't know.
I don't have no problem with it.
The
back door ain't no. It ain't no
good. Right, there you go.
I'm a Chicago boy. We go out the back, though. We go out the back.
Right, there you go. I like it. They don't buy you a hamburger when I see them buy you a hamburger.
Right.
When you go to the car show, Saturday or Sunday, I'll be there Sunday. You log in at the car show on Sunday, and you're going to be there.
I'm going tomorrow. Damn.
No, I can't go tomorrow. I got to come up here tomorrow. I'll be there Sunday, though.
I'll be there Sunday.
You have to see if I'm going to see somebody with your shirt.
Oh,
Sunday.
Yeah.
They
hey. You know what, Sam told me to give you a message. Sam told me to give you a message. He said, when we whoop you, then you and him going to race on feet, and he's 75 years old.
What?
Damn.
Sam.
He's
75 years old. You think he'll run you on feet after he raced the car?
I don't care if he's a
player,
man. I'm not running. I'm
going to
look after the police.
I'm just telling you what he told me to tell you.
I'm telling
you. So
you're
going to tell me it ain't no bet yet. You're not going to run him on feet.
I'm not going
to
run
him on
feet.
Okay,
all
right. Well, I let him know he's not going to run you. You're going to make him feel good. He's 75 years old. He's going to feel good.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate him feeling good, but I'm not going to run him on feet. I'll make Brian Daddy blow his ass out on the feet. And Brian Daddy the same age he is.
Well, he got a joke with you. You know he got a joke with you anyway. He got a joke
with
you.
I make Mr. B. Daddy blow his head out on the seat.
And we was over at the shop.
And he put two lugs in my toolbox. He said, give these two lugs the three lug when you see.
Hey,
Eddie, he's an old signifier. We just around in the shop, messing around in the shop. He came and gave me two lugs. I said, what you gonna do with these two lugs? He said, give them the three lugs when you see.
Hey, man, I'm going to make a chain out of the motherfucker. I'm going to make a chain out of them and put them around my neck. I'm going to give me the holes in that motherfucker around my neck. Make my keychain out of them. I'm using 103-pound gate, too.
Ooh, that man know he's, man, the man is a joker, man. I'm telling you, man. You can get ready.
Hey, Ray Long.
Yeah.
Hello?
I never met him to the track. He heard of it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I like him, though. He's a cool little kid.
They in my tuba. They in my tuba.
Hey, hope they go. They go.
I'm gonna tell you what they is.
Yeah,
they some of the whale wheels, some of those 12-point whale wheel lugs, but they got stripped. They kind of like got stripped of those 12-point that you put on your whale wheels, the fancy ones. They got stripped a little bit on the outside.
I'm gonna
give
him the
three lugs.
He needs the three. I'm telling you, get them. I'm gonna put them on my neck when I whoop your ass. I'm gonna put my neck on a gold chain. I'm gonna drill a hole in that motherfucker. What up? Hey, I gotta get on the phone now. I'll holler at y'all later. Y'all have a nice day.
All right,
look.
Yeah, Big Eddie, we gonna get some stuff going here. He said he is a South Side, West Side thing, even though we're still all good.
Yeah.
We're still all good.
Yeah, man.
We'll make something happen.
You know, three lug part of my team, though. You know that, don't you?
Huh?
Yeah.
You know Chuck part of my team, though.
Three lug
parts
off, man.
Chuck part of my team, you know that, don't
you? I hope so.
Get Chuck on your head.
I hope so. Man, you couldn't pull Chuck on me. You couldn't melt that motherfucking porn, man.
You just saying that because you know Chuck got off the porn. You just saying that he's on the porn.
Damn, I thought he was still on the phone. Shit. He gone.
No, you know he... You know he had dropped off. That's why you started talking. So I'm gonna let him know. I'm gonna let him know too. I'm gonna check him in. Yeah.
Please do.
Drop a lot of chips.
Chuck dead weight,
hey,
man. You can drag that motherfucker.
Raylo, why you throw your car in reverse when he told you had a car in the brake?
No, that ain't what it's about, man.
Boy, you jumped on that. You was full throttle, and then he said back door. You hit the trans brake.
You can think that. Let me fuck this duck.
Hey, I'm just watching. I'm loving
the
entertainment. There's a lot of entertainment, so I'm just watching.
I am still a trickster now. I still got some trickster in me back from the days, not trying to bullshit nobody, but I know how to set up brakes.
I believe you. But don't get tricked your damn self trying to trick somebody.
I can get tricked too, but I am a known trickster. I've been tricked before, and we tell the truth, you tricked me. Yeah. I tell you some old sayings, like some old West Side sayings. I'm going to stop a motherfucker from shitting on the side of the road and blaming it on the dog. Yes, I will stop a motherfucker from shitting on the side of the road. And blaming it on that dog. Talking about the dog did it. No, you did it, motherfucker.
But you know you can't help but to get shit on your feet when you won't put past her shit.
Hmm?
You can't help but to get shit on your feet when you won't put past her shit.
Everybody know you should have been on dog show last night. They were talking about the tree. How they can get that tree.
Get on.
How they trick and get
that
tree.
On this show. I can't. That man just urged me, man. That man, the way he be talking, I don't really have nothing against him, but the way he be talking, like he better than somebody else. Like he know way more than everybody. Like Chicago boys don't know nothing. Like we stupid. I ain't got nothing against him, but it's just the way he talks. And then when I was talking about racing, he said he wanted to run me out the back door, like Three Lug said. When do somebody race out of the back door in Mississippi or Georgia or down south? When do they race out the back door? They ain't got no clocks down there.
Yeah, something like Memphis got it, but I don't remember.
But they don't talk about no back door. That's when I got off
the
car.
But it's him knowing everything. That's not his fault. That's Chicago's fault. Every time a court can come up with a race and whatever,
be monkey see, monkey do.
Oh, man. Brother D.
These monkeys swing from these trees, man. When they see something, they run with it.
Man, shit.
Now, you know you go to Memphis, you're going to run out the back door and to the eight.
Right, right. That is a modern track. They do got, you know, they got quarter mile in there.
Yeah, they got some quarter mile tracks down there, but I don't ever hear them running a quarter.
Nope. That's all they run.
But you got to understand, listen. The insurance stop at the eight. Your ass is in trouble at the back door.
like I'm going to tell you, like bracket racing is all 8 mile now. I don't know nobody running quarter mile in big bracket racing no more. It's dead.
Get out of here.
No quarter mile. I'm telling you the truth. 66 was the last ones I ever seen running a quarter mile in bracket racing. And all the bracket races now, they do not want to run no quarter mile.
41 run 8 mile?
Yes, sir. Yes.
41?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. They still got quarter mile, but all they bracket races is 8 mile.
Wow.
8 mile.
Who wants to get hurt up that high dollar speed and get fucked up and they can't get their ass off the track and shit and take them home?
If you try to throw a big money bracket race and say, we're going to run a quarter mile bracket race, they're going to say, well, we'll see you
not
later. We're going somewhere else. We ain't going to that. We won't be there. Nope. You won't get no entry. If you get 20, you ain't got any, that ain't
back, the back door is used to slow down so you can get off the return road.
It sure was used for not. Mm-hmm. And I love. I'm gonna tell y'all. I don't really have to say it, but grudge racing ain't where my heart at. Bracket racing is where my heart at. Now I fool around with it and play around, but it don't really turn me on a whole lot. But I mean, it turns a whole lot of other people on, but it don't turn me on. You know, like
you know what?
Racing, grudge racing don't turn them on.
Exactly.
I love bracket racing.
I used to eat, sleep, and shit for grudge racing. It's getting boring as fuck.
I mean, I mingle around with it. It's a little fun, but my heart is in bracket racing. I can't wait to go bracket race my black car. That's what I can't wait to do.
Man.
But bracket racing, if you know you can't win, it ain't used to you being in it. You ain't going to win no money, and you come in fifth place or seventh place.
I like it for the challenge. I like it mainly for the challenge, even though I done got a taste of the money too. I done want some nice pot. Huh?
Yeah, but you good at it and you win. You come in second or third or first, you might get a check.
Well, yeah, you don't get a check. Today's time they can't put money. You know.
When we get our ass, all we get is
But I'm gonna tell you something. Ain't nothing like that. 3, 4, or whatever, 5 seconds, and win a big pot. That's a good feeling. Now, don't get me wrong. That's some good money for one shot, and you win $3,500. One run, and your man might be the messed up back there and blow the hood off or something, and you done won $3,500. That's what's a good feeling about it. That's a good feeling. But the bracket race is just like it's a challenge, man. It's a challenge. It's cutthroat. Do or die. Do or die.
Fucking challenge. You made 50 passes to win a G and talk and shit. Fuck that shit.
They don't pay no G no more, preacher boy. They don't pay no G no more.
15,000.
Yeah.
But if you don't win, all you do is wear your shit out and take your black ass home.
But you remember when I told you, say, wear your shit out. They race. They stuff something. They be steady racing. They don't be blowing up. Don't nobody be blowing up. They live down in Bradenton all day today was the first day in Bradenton.
I watched it.
Man, I didn't see nobody pull over. I think I seen one or two cars might have broke out of 300 cars. Other than that, racing. But nobody blowing up, breaking that.
Detune them, motherfucker.
The
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Get them motherfuckers detuned. They running all out.
They running.
They ain't no detune, man.
What you talking about, detune, man? What you talking about, detune? They running, man. All the
directors
running in the Ford. All the directors running in the Ford. So what, they going to run some threes? No, they don't run threes. They run fours. A lot of door cars. There's some door cars running fours and fives. Most of them run fives. Just running all day. They're going to run today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And ain't nobody going to be talking about, I blew it up, man. I got to go home. No. They're going to leave and going on to another race.
Listen to what I'm going to tell you, Raylo. It's a difference between the way y'all put a time on y'all car and you running a 5-0 class of 450 class, it's a big difference. You don't have time to jam on brakes and shit with that 4-0 class and that 5-0 class. You got to do what you got to do and hope you in front. When you run your races, you know you faster than a 580. You get close to it, you know to shut down and let the next motherfucker break out.
That ain't the way it go, preacher boy. That ain't the way it go, preacher boy.
Fuck that shit.
That ain't the way it
one
go.
One shot, one kill, paycheck or payout.
Remember, I just told you, that's a very good feeling. I do understand that. That's a very good feeling. 5 or 4 seconds, you didn't win $5,000. I like that. I like that. That's a good deal. That's why I mingled around in a little bit of in there lately. So yeah, that's a good deal there. But I love my bracket. It must be good and fun. Like every time they have one, it'd be 300-400 cars there. And they come out the gas price. They're in Florida. People all the way from Minnesota. How far is that, Big Eddie?
And they loving that bad shit.
From Florida. And they come out the gas price.
God damn.
And they loving the bad shit.
Hold it. Puerto Rico, Canada. Some must be good about it. Look at it tomorrow. It's on my page. It's on my page. I have it shared live every day on my page. Just tap on it and listen to where these people from and gas, where the gas prices is now. These people ain't thinking about no gas prices.
Hey,
I'm bowed out, but it's still 280 cars.
Anybody that drag race shouldn't complain about gas prices. Anytime you pay $100 for 5 gallons, I know you can pay $100 to feed your goddamn car to get to where the fuck you going.
Well, these people come from a long way with some big old stackers and toters and motorhomes. A long way.
They don't know about the gas.
Some must be good about it.
You motherfuckers are tired of being trapped in the house, not doing nothing. Ain't nothing to do. They going out to have fun. They don't know. Tomorrow's not promised. So get it in and have fun at the end of the day.
And let me tell you, the only reason why I ain't there, and here's the honest to God truth, the only reason why I ain't there, I don't have nobody to help me drive, and that you want to be gone for 5 days.
You should have called me, then I'd have went.
And my brother, and they fly down there. They flew down there because, you know, it's his race. They don't want to, we have driven it before. Like, I drove last year this time, I was in Florida. In March, I was in Florida. But that ride took me and my brother, one of my brothers helped me and one of my other buddies.
Hey,
it was 22 hours.
You want to make a trip, man? All right.
Man. you go home for 5 days. You got to close your shop down for 5 days or you let somebody else run it.
That motherfucker don't get no business. It ain't open that.
It ain't open?
What you talking about?
Well, that's the only reason why I ain't in Florida, man. I don't have no help. I ain't have no help to be drive and be gone for 5 days. That's the only reason why I ain't there. Else I'd have went.
I'm tired of this cold-ass weather and seeing all these niggas running over people, killing people, and other shit.
It's 80 degrees down there in Bradenton. They was, at nighttime, they was down there with shorts and t-shirts on. I said, God damn.
Hey, listen. A motherfucking gay person and pull a stunt on his goddamn self and get goddamn it 150 days. So,
be
you know, it's kind of fucked
up.
Shit. He played the trick on his damn self and got fucked up twice. Beat up and fucked. Yeah, man, gonna go to jail. He gonna go to jail. R. Kelly gonna be singing while they filling on his booty.
Yeah, R. Kelly in the feds, right? So they definitely won't see. But this boy in the county jail on 26 in California.
26 in California. They gonna tear his gay ass up.
Man,
he
wins. They tell me everything you eat down there. Every meal is green. The food is green. Whatever it is green. The grits, they green. If you got lunch meat, is green. The egg is green.
His ass gonna be green when he come up out of that motherfucker. They ain't not even gonna put him on no good flow either. They gonna put him in there with the roughness.
Sam, I am. I like green eggs and ham.
He's going in as a neutron. He's going to come out. It's a nice lord.
He and I play some pitch points.
All right. Isolation of my ass. They tell y'all that. That man will get violated.
That's what the newscaster said. The newscaster said he in there.
In isolation.
They tell us what they want to tell us. Once they get you in there, they do what they want to you.
I don't know what they're gonna do. All I can go by what I hear.
I tell you this. I bet you this. If we get out, when he go to the news, he gonna tell them he's been touched. And it wasn't by an angel. Hey, R. Kelly probably pregnant by now. Nobody even talk about him anymore.
How you
feel
about R. Kelly,
boy? Huh?
How you think that's going to be a violation, Rich?
Shit, he likes it, I guess.
You've been touched out here. That's going to be a violation.
Hey, listen, they don't even talk about R. Kelly no more. He got an afro and a sore ass.
They do that in the feds, joint man. Now
they doing the Dave Chappelle to R. Kelly. They in there pissing on
him. Hell yeah! You remember you pissed on that little girl? Stand right here. Got him.
Damn.
Hey, they don't even ask if you go eat your cornbread. Get up. Get here. Hey, Big Bubba be like, hey man, I seen that song I like. Man, listen here. At first, one while they were talking about R. Kelly down there every motherfucking day. Donald Trump and R. Kelly. Donald Trump got put out, R. Kelly got raped. It's over. Shit. Corona, hey, Corona was our number one thing, not a warrior. Motherfucker don't give a fuck if you got Corona, because they got them shooting missiles over there now. You hear about Corona, and you hear about the school, goddammit, doing that, our neighborhood, doing that damn, what's that shit, they don't want to work. You know, you shit about Corona. Well, we had 50 people that
hey,
day.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Man, I got a surprise visit last week, man. The pup stopped by to see me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. The pup stopped by and seen me, man. I was glad to see the pup, man. Looking good, too. Him and Billy Hooks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Showed it last week, last Saturday. Yeah. They was out rolling around, and they stopped by.
Mm-hmm.
Looking good, man. You hear about Gainesville. Gainesville flooded out. You see it on Facebook, kid?
Yeah, they got there. Ain't nobody having no fun down there but the motherfucking alligators.
Yeah. Man, I don't keep up with like I used to, but I seen them pictures on Facebook. I'm like, man, it's flooded down there. And I'm probably sure they pulled the plug. That race over with. Yeah, they canceled that answer.
They're going to try to do something tomorrow, or if not, they're going to pull it.
Oh, okay, so they ain't pulled it yet.
No, not yet.
Man, look bad down there.
Yeah, ain't nobody having fun but the alligators.
Kyle and them supposed to have a little rain tomorrow. They say supposed to have
a little rain
tomorrow.
Down in Bradenton? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if they pull the plug tomorrow, they're going to double the pot that was for tomorrow. They're going to double it until Sunday. And Sunday supposed to be 70s and 80s all day Sunday.
Yeah.
So they got their plan already set up. They have to cancel tomorrow. They're going to have to pitch again on Sunday.
See, they can up. Well, they can always push a Gainesville, you know, back to Monday or whatever.
You think that's what they're going to do? And run the pros
more
and send them sportsmen home. Send them sportsmen home like they always do. We'll deal
with
y'all later. As long as they can get a qualifying field and get a round of qualifying.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see what them promo boys are gonna do. Shit, they and the one about 16 of them down there. I don't even know if they gonna make a motherfucking field.
16 promo.
Yep.
Hey Ray, is there any particular date you wanna try to make this year?
Hmm.
I say, is there any particular race that you definitely going to try to make this year?
What you mean? Like what? NHRA?
I mean, you know, something that you want to compete in. I mean,
Is
there something
I got my schedule set up. The first one I'm going to is in Iowa. Cedar Falls, Iowa. And then 40. Well, 41 is the first one that they're paying 10,000 on Saturday and Sunday in May. Then I leave there and go to Iowa. And from Iowa to Muncie, Indiana. And then from Muncie to Martin, Michigan.
Hey, well, I got to say this from past history, is 41 paying 10,000 or are they saying 10,000? Because there is a difference.
No, they're guaranteed 10 and 10. He already got the money up already. He already got the money up pretty much. Most of it, majority of it, pre-entered. We pre-entered around about 3 weeks ago. We pre-entered about 3 weeks ago online. This guaranteed money. Ain't nothing stop it but the weather. Rain. If it don't rain, the place gonna be full.
I know that's an extra good sensation, if you especially winning at home.
Yeah, that's what I like about that. With me, I don't have to go buy no bed. I come home and get in the bed and go back. Good money, even though gas prices coming up some. Okay, I don't got no hotel fee. I mean, at 49, no hotel fee. It's all at the 2010.
Do you think the gas prices gonna hurt racing this year?
It's a little pinch here and there, like down in Florida with Tyler. It's some races that's not there, but they do have a nice crowd down there. We got over 240-250 cars down there. When the cap is about 300, he's only taking 300. But
your gas price is gonna hurt any motherfucking thing they use it.
That's right. Man, listen to people from so far away down there in Florida, man. Them people are a long way from home. They didn't walk there, they didn't fly there. They drove them big old motor homes and stackers and total buses there. Long way from home. Like Gainesville, like the National, we can do it rained out. We have a damn nice crowd down there. Yeah, nice crowd of people and cars at the National.
Has there been any further news on 66?
It's only one news on 66. On the 5th, 6th, and 7th, they're having an NCAA Division III points race there.
We probably ain't going to really open up back until next year.
Maybe next year. Maybe. But if they're not having a divisional race, and it's going to be full, it's going to be packed.
Sometime in August.
All the same weekend of drag, well, the same weekend that drag is supposed to happen. It's going to be cool. And it's going to be $1 for the gas price. The gas price is $5 and $6 a gallon, whatever it is. It's going to be cool. For the simple reason, it's cool.
You know what? When I think of 66, it really ain't the racing that come to mind. You know, it's sitting in them bleachers betting with you and Luffy, them guys.
Yeah, that's, a lot of us is going to do that. A lot of us is going to do that. That's what we're doing. We're doing that. Got to get a clear from the grandstands and down. Old time state. There's going to be a lot of cars there. They're going to come from far and near. Yep. You know how them pits go all the way down there? All the way down there? All that's gonna be full.
Sounds good. Wow. Yes, sir. I do believe the South Side gonna hold it down this year. I know West Side, they said, had the most wins last year. I think it's gonna be a South Side thing this year. Got a lot of guys supposed to be coming out the woodwork, cars ready, just waiting on the weather.
So the West Side had the most wins. I don't have no tally on it. If Vaughn was the race of the year. He was the race of the year.
Right.
You want some of lost time. That's how I got it. You want some of lost time. But it was hand-filled on both sides. You want a hand-filled and lost time.